We at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Chanos,
Michael Davis,
One Little Willie Wilson,
Stephen Vest,
Brownie Davis,
Steve Ariza,
Savarik,
James Burns,
Michael Drescher,
Oi Harkin,
and Donald
Wheelchair Jim,
and several bats.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnarok. That's patreon.com/ragnerdrok. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
You see it? There it was. Oh, yeah, there it is.
All right.
I see the light, Ryan.
We did it.
I see the light.
Don't go to the light.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
No.
Wow.
That was a mic, not a light.
You edited.
I did.
All right, well... while we
hold it back.
Hold it.
Swallow down. Nope, swallow it back.
Don't do it.
He tried. He tried so hard.
He did.
Poor Chris.
Yeah.
Chris was sitting right across the table.
Like taking a shower.
That was an impressive arc, though.
All right, we're gonna clean up and towel Chris off, and
we'll be right back.
Got the hose right by the window.
Ooh, a hose.
Welcome back, listeners. Chris is clean now, and we're ready to start. I'm Ryan. I'm going to be GMing this session tonight. We are playing Unknown Armies, 3rd Edition.
Oh, your name is Cups.
I'm Cups.
Yeah.
So this is part 3 of the one-shot, the Midnight Game.
Cups off lover of triangles.
Yeah, the one shot. That's taking 3.
Oh, actually, a lurking triangle.
That's a common theme.
I'm allergic to triangles.
Oh, I thought you said you were.
I'm allergic to triangles.
That's why I was surprised.
I'm pretty allergic to triangles, but I love them.
Yeah, that's not the love. They're adorable.
They're acute.
I'm gonna come downstairs tonight and murder you in your sleep. I'm just letting you.
Well, he has to do some kind of pun because James is not here to do elevator puns.
Alex, you're just being obtuse.
Yeah.
They're gonna drive to Ryan's house and kill him too.
Well, now you guys are equilateral.
Right. All right.
You think you do that well? Good job.
No, I'm not going to kill Will.
Oh,
I'm just going to leave the murder weapon in his room.
I think Byron feels isosceles'd out.
I don't even know what that means.
No,
yeah,
you killed it, Will.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Good, I killed it. That's a good thing. It's got
he's so obtuse.
All
right.
We went off on quite the tangent.
Yeah, we did.
Isolated.
I can't co-sign off on that.
Trying to think of a joke at a different angle.
And Mario brings you right back.
So, why don't you guys go around and we'll introduce our characters.
That damn derivative conversation.
Hi, I'm Mario. And I'm playing Cyrus Cash of the Cannibal! He's a normie. Does not have powers, but he is he does dabble in alchemy,
he dabbles,
and he is the partner of Will's character
in more ways than one,
in business and in life.
Right,
in business and pleasure.
Yes.
And I'm Will, and I'm playing Jeff Tunnels, the one of the co-owners of the Cannaboys. My current objective is to save Todd.
Fucking Todd.
And, don't mess with my family.
You're not gonna say what you are?
Oh, I'm a, fool.
Avatar.
No, you're the avatar of the fool.
I'm avatar of the fool.
Well, he can also be a fool.
That's true. Well, he has to be.
He is a fool.
Yeah.
The first sentence wasn't inaccurate.
Alright, I'm Alex. I am playing Damien Dubois.
He's the third point of this sec.
He is a vestomancer of the Cannaboys and currently the only adept in the group. And he is working on an exorcism ritual for Todd right now.
I just reread my name. All right. Last triangle joke. I'm going to integrate myself into this group. A math joke, I guess. I'm playing Jack Michelson.
who is a friend of the Cannaboys, and he's got a possessed monkey that can give you visions while you sleep.
Mr. Bananas?
Mr. Bananas.
And James is Mr. not appearing in this game, otherwise known as Flea.
Missed it.
I'm going to say that Flea got bored and went home.
Okay. Not going with the riot?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, but wait, Flea's homeless.
All right, well...
he didn't have to go far.
He just left.
Yeah.
He just laid down on the side of Walmart.
He just got bored and left.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right, so what do you guys remember about the last two sessions?
I made breakfast last game.
Yeah, so the first game, we all got a call from our friend Todd because he deliberately summoned a demon and then realized it was a bad idea. We got there to try to help him. We pissed off his landlord, but the demon got him, and Todd got possessed by the Midnight Man. And so now we have Todd tied up in his apartment. This particular demon, we've learned, what is the ghost or the former human who was a prostitute who was killed by a terrible person who was a pimp named Friday, I think his name was.
Yep.
And she very much wants to get vengeance on him along with other things. We don't have a problem with Friday being killed. We just don't want Todd to get blamed for it. So we were trying to devise different ways of which we could save Todd. Damien was researching a vestamancy ritual and went and had sex with a very obese woman in order to get information about it in the bathroom of a Walmart.
Euphemia Watts.
Yep. Jack,
how you doing?
Is pursuing the avenue of getting Friday to play the midnight game so that the demon can then possess him and do whatever it wants. And I think last time he had convinced Friday to do it, but it was like in the afternoon and it has to be done at midnight, so it has to be right. Wait till tonight. Todd escaped, but we got him back, or possessed Todd. And he is super tied up on his couch right now.
Yeah, Jeff and Cyrus kept Todd pretty well under wraps.
And I made breakfast.
And Cyrus made breakfast.
And Cyrus made breakfast, and it was very good. Speaking of your experience with Ms. Watts, Effie Watts,
mm-hmm.
You're wondering what she's up to.
Okay.
You're fell in love.
Did she mojo me?
You're not sure. But
you don't know that.
You just keep thinking about her.
Well, I would know. I know magic exists.
Yes.
And I know who I would be thinking about. So it wouldn't be a leap.
I don't know. Yes. Don't answer check.
It's been too long since you've talked to her. You really should give her a call.
Okay, she whammied me.
No whammy, stop.
I have a question. Yes. Charges. I know I, like, get them through physical objects. Do I keep them as physical objects, or is it just, like, energy in me that
it's
I have?
It's energy in you.
Okay. So, like, I don't have a bag of Dead Man shirts for... Okay.
In the book, it describes it as... You feel it as, like, an energy that sits in your core.
Okay.
So you feel it... You feel charged up.
Gotcha. So... Like when I knit a hat or something to make a minor charge, I don't have to keep it. I can like give it to someone.
Yeah.
But I keep the charge. Okay. Can I? I don't. Okay. I'm working on this ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call her.
Okay. Make me a rank 10 helplessness check.
Yeah. Yeah.
I rolled for that, by the way.
Okay.
What does a rank 10 mean?
So, helplessness defends with status.
It's helplessness with 10? Like, what?
No, just for me.
If his helplessness meter has 10 notches, he doesn't have to make the check.
Jesus, challenges to violence. No, okay. Defend with status. Where is my status? Oh, my status is good. I succeed.
Okay.
57 out of 60.
So in that case, notch your meter.
My helplessness?
Or
my
yes. isolation? Okay. Your helplessness. And you shake it off.
Oh, I'm going to have words with that woman. And I keep working on... If I remember correctly, I am stitching things of Todd into Friday's sweaty bandana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back to work on that.
All right. I'm going to say you can make me a vestimenty check to see how effective that is.
45 out of 60.
Okay. In that case, add another... Let's see what the fuck it is.
We're at 23%.
We're at 23%, and you can add... Of course, why would it say that on the GM screen, how much you can add? I think it's...
74%.
I think so.
No, I think it's a
D10. I'll do it.
I think it's a D20.
The weighty goal. The weighty... Not weighty.
Why is he flashing?
Major actions.
He's a boss. He's almost... We got him down.
Yeah. I barely touched him.
Class Joe.
He's a first boss.
Oh. He got him in the weak spot, too.
Yeah. You want those...
Hit him in the belly for massive damage.
If I hit him again, have it explode?
I don't know.
Power equipped.
I've out.
Never murdered Meyer before.
No, I'm in the wrong button.
I can't get to his belly.
Oh, okay. You're the one fighting him.
He's the opportunity.
Okay.
Dead.
Let your guard down.
So where's by the way, where's this guy hanging out?
Friday?
Yeah, the jerk.
Wasn't he like hanging out in a parking lot?
Yeah,
by the motel.
By a truck stop
and
yeah, a motel.
Who else is here? Who's right now in Rupaj's apartment?
I'll say you're all there since you guys regrouped at the end of the last session.
This guy's a prostitute. I mean, a pimp, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The way your shirt's folded right now, Meyer, it has Han Solo's head on Kylo Ren's body.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
So?
No, it just looked like Han Solo was holding Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
Yeah.
It was funny. I liked it.
How the only character on that shirt that's missing is Lando?
Because.
You're Lando.
Racism.
Yep.
He's in the Millennium Falcon. Han's on the shirt. Who do you think's flying it?
He's flying with Neo Nub.
Chewie?
Chewie's right there, too.
No, in Return of the Jedi, it was Lando and Neo Nub.
Yeah, I'm saying they're flying.
Had some rebels in the good shirts.
Although well, they weren't flying it, they were shooting.
Yeah. They were in it, though.
That's true. At least two.
I'm sorry, 1d10 plus 5 percentiles.
Where is he?
15!
Nice.
Roll a 10.
So where's this Friday guy hanging out?
He's at the parking lot of the truck stop diner.
We could always stop there. In the car.
In the company car?
Maybe we could
sell some stuff.
Yeah.
He might like that.
He certainly enjoyed the freebies I gave him.
Oh, we'll go to the parking lot and give out free samples.
Alright. Yeah, we're not going to care for free samples, but he'll probably see the car and maybe he'll come up to us and we'll have like a conversation or something.
I picture right now Damien's like sitting at the table with a lamp pulled over, and he's got those glasses that have like the magnifying glass on it. So he's like doing like very intricate thread.
Stitches with some with alchemy or something, mix some drugs and they can like get woozy or pass out or something. So then
can do that without alchemy.
But he's coming willingly.
Not right now. Isn't he thinking about it?
No, I paid him to meet. I paid Friday to meet me in a motel room so we could play the midnight.
I'm just saying, drugs usually make people more willing to, easier going.
Well, what time is it now?
I'm gonna say it's around 5 p.m.
Okay. I'm
having second thoughts on this idea.
Maybe, I mean, I would make it and then save because, we don't want him to pass out now.
All right.
But if we dose him later. It'll probably make it a lot easier.
I want to make some drugs to make him more willing to participate in this in this game and less, you know.
Well, he's already accepted money to play the game.
I know, but he can always back out.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can always not drug him.
All right, yeah. Make an alchemist check.
Better to have it and not need it. That's true. Than not have it.
Yeah.
I want to see if Mr. Bananas can help me out.
Can I make some kind of check to see if I know what Effie did to me?
I got 33.
33. That's a great success. If you
okay.
you passed,
yeah, passed.
All right, so that's a high success.
Oh. Great success.
I did it.
All right.
Basically, I just wanted, like, you know, somebody more, you know, willing to. You
so
know,
I'm gonna say
it's acceptable.
That,
you know, it's more easier to sway.
I'm gonna say that assuming how. What I'll ask you, what is your goal? Is this something that you want to have him imbibe or eat, or do you want to, like, spill it on a rag and...
No, maybe like an edible.
Okay, so you want to give him, like, a brownie or something?
Yeah.
All right. So at the end of you go rooting around in Todd's kitchen, and after, you know, about 35 or 40 minutes and a little bit of, you know, adding some ingredients you know probably wouldn't think to add to brownies, you come out with a tray of brownies. I'm going to say, if you want to make a note,
okay.
that eating one of those will make a person fall asleep for 33 minutes.
Oh, shit. Brownie make you fall asleep for 30 minutes?
Actually, you rolled a high success, so I'll double that. 66 minutes.
Alright.
We didn't want them to be asleep. You want them to be, like, suggestible, right?
Yeah. I didn't want them just to flake out on us.
Okay. So in that case, anything in that... Anyone who eats one of those brownies...
Yeah.
Will be in a It's like sodium pentothal or barbitol. It'll put you in like a sleepy, sluggish, highly suggestible.
For 66 minutes. All right. Sleepish, sluggish, susceptible. All the S's.
You guys are watching him cook these brownies, and he used like. Some cleaning chemicals from under Todd's sink and...
Delicious. Did he put a Tide Pod in?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a Tide Pod in there.
Ah, that's important.
Those will literally melt your insides.
With deliciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an alchemist, so he mixed it with something that will, you know, react with it and
yeah.
cancel out that effect.
Now, listen, I know you have a sweet tooth. Do not eat the brownies.
Oh, sure.
Not really.
Okay. Even though you're the cook.
I think I helped you make them.
Okay, that's fine.
Maybe you made the brownies.
I made the brownies.
You made the special ingredient.
Thanks, babe.
Now, what is the special ingredient? Did you bake it into the brownies, or...
It's like a top.
Okay, it's like you drizzle it on
top. Yeah.
Okay.
It's powdered sugar.
Right.
Yeah. He made the brownie part, and then I drizzle on a little special ingredient.
I bet there's real powdered sugar on top, too, because...
Yeah.
You have to mix a little in.
Yeah. But if we don't, it's just going to ruin the flavor.
So assuming that you can get Friday to eat one of these brownies, I'm going to say that would be a major milestone towards your goal. That would give you 2d10 percentiles.
Okay. Wait.
2d10 plus 5.
Was I supposed to roll 2d10 or 1d10?
1d10.
Oh, okay.
Mine is a minor, and this is a major, I think.
Gotcha.
Mine was a major. All right. Can I take a little nap?
Sure.
Some information from Mr. Banana.
You're taking some Ambien?
I'm going to take some Ambien, yes. And I would
you
like...
You can always take the pop brownies.
Well, I was thinking about it, but it makes me susceptible to doing things.
Go to sleep.
All right, so I'm going to pop an Ambien and start thinking about whether or not my plan to play the midnight game with Friday is actually going to work, or if I'm just going to end up summoning another demon and making things twice as bad.
Okay.
See if Mr. Bananas can help.
Roll Mr. Bananas skill.
At or under? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, no. Mr. Bananas doesn't help. 86 out of 60.
What is your obsession?
How much would I have to say?
It would be 68.
What's your obsession?
Flip-flop that.
Oh. Can flop, yeah, flip any role.
What's
that's
so what's
your animal trainer.
You could use that if you want.
Well, even if I flip it, it's still too high.
Oh, never mind.
What's,
So I guess Mr. Banana is just giving me a terrible vision of
the percentage for Todd right now. Is
yeah.
it still zero?
38.
At zero.
Make me
what's
a rank
right?
seven. Helplessness check.
Helplessness? Alright, so that's. Helplessness that I use with defense with status, right? So I'm going to roll my status.
And if your meter is not higher than seven, you don't have to make it.
It's not. None of mine are. Alright. I made it 40 under 55.
Alright, so you notch your meter.
My helplessness?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As you have horrible dreams about dangling above and a bottomless abyss, just
ooh.
An endlessly deep hole.
Jeez. That's a fun dream.
And the only one who can save you is Mr. Bananas.
He's biting my fingers.
He's just screeching at you, and he's got like a rock that he's smashing.
He's just shitting on his face.
Yeah.
Sticking that banana peel under my fingers.
Mm-hmm. There's some shit involved.
He's the worst ampersand looking.
Alright.
Ambersand would.
Ambersand would throw shit too.
Yeah.
You never really lose your grip, but.
I feel like I should lose my grip right as I wake up. Like, I lose my grip. Whoa! And then, of course, I'm stuck in my sleep paralysis for a minute or two.
And Mr. Bananas is sitting on your chest, making eye contact with
his
you.
Eyes are slowly dulling.
It's the same face he had in your dream.
Yes. What did I get, like 20 minutes of sleep there?
How long was it?
The whole time they were making the brownie, so about an hour.
Yeah, more like an hour.
Oh, man, I wish it was more relaxing.
Now, maybe if you slept for more than an hour at a time, you could barely get into a REM state like that.
I'd love to. Mr. Bananas keeps waking me up.
I mean, if you'd like, I could try making you a sleep mask that would, you know, put you to sleep.
But Mr. Bananas would wake me up.
No, I mean, it would be a magical sleep mask.
Mr. Bananas is magical, too.
Well?
You can try. I'll certainly help it, and thank you. I mean, you try it, and thank you for it, but I have a feeling.
Well, right now, I'm still working on making Todd's, exorcism shawl.
Let's keep... Just so there's no...
What is Todd doing?
Just sort of sitting.
Maybe we should keep the brownies like, in the oven to keep warm because we don't... And also, we don't want, like, the monkey to eat the...
That's true. Actually, I put a thing around the oven so the monkey can't get to them.
Wait a minute. If I fed the monkey the brownie, would it make it more susceptible and then I'd be able to get my vision more better? I'm not going to try it.
You're not sure.
Demon.
Do you want to drug your demonic monkey?
No.
I mean, on the other hand, if you did it and it didn't work, he would definitely punish you.
To be fair.
I mean, he might punish you either way.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'm going to stay clear of feeding drugging my demonic monkey.
Let's put it back. Let's put it in the stove. Keep it warm and so the monkey doesn't get to it.
I think we said last time it would take me, like, the better part of a day to make this because I had to, like... The time was part of the ritual.
Yes.
And it's like very intricate, delicate stitching I'm doing.
So you're like needle pointing this.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is like I'm stitching important things of Todd's into it.
Yes.
And there's probably also symbols I have to stitch into it with like specific thread and very specific patterns of stitching and whatnot. So that's taking a while.
What if we put a piece of Todd's skin in it? That's pretty important to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to need some of his DNA. I was going to use hair as thread. It's part of the ritual.
Yeah. Want me to shave his head?
Yes.
No, that's fine. I don't need that much. A few strands will do.
I'll pluck a few.
Ow.
You walk over, the demon looks up at you through Todd's eyes and doesn't protest or move or flinch when you pluck out Todd's hair, just, you know, kind of stares up at you.
Yep, I'll go get Damien. Oh, I should be able to remember that one. The hair.
Thank you. I set aside in my little kit.
Oh, I wrote it on the back here.
What was the process of the, like, it, so you have summoning,
you had to
the midnight
go into a dark room and write something on a piece of paper and put it under a lit candle in front of a door?
Oh, okay. Yep, it's your name. You put your name and a drop of your blood.
Oh, the name of everyone who's playing, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like Beetlejuice, you don't see it.
No.
You have to knock on the floor.
And you have to do something at exactly midnight.
It was knocking. Wasn't it?
You have to knock 22 times with the final knock exactly at the stroke of midnight.
So what time is this? What time did Todd say he's coming?
I told him I'd meet him there at 11, I believe.
Yes.
How long is it going to take you to bike there?
How long does it take me to bike there?
I'm going to say about half an hour.
There you go. So I'll leave it like 10:15.
I'd leave at 10 so you can get the room, make sure everything's there when he shows up.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to take Todd's credit card to rent the hotel room.
Okay.
That's fair.
Good call. Make me a knowledge check.
Knowledge? Okay. 16. I'm good.
All right. You remember Cyrus saying something, because Cyrus is the one who did all the research.
Mm-hmm.
You need a charge for this to work.
Do I even know what that is?
Oh, wait, he does?
He needs a charge.
For the midnight ritual?
Yes.
Do I know how to give charges?
Make me a luck check. Call it high or low and roll percentiles.
I'm going to say high. Nope. Roll 20.
Then no, you do not.
Huh. I know someone who's could help you out if you're rather giving.
Oh, wait, I wasn't there for that. I don't know.
No, only James was.
You mean
giving how?
Flee.
Flee, yeah. Well, Effie's not at work now, so I probably wouldn't know where. Oh, I have her number, though. I can call her, right?
Yeah, you have her number. You should really give her a call. It's been long enough since you made that last check.
Okay. I'm busy with this, but if you would like to speak to my friend Effie, she might be able to help you out in exchange for favors.
What kind of favors?
How good? Out of character. How good looking is your character?
I hadn't considered. Oh, he's not looking good. He doesn't sleep very much.
Insomnia.
He's got huge bags under his eyes. Probably a little under, like, skinny, I think. Because he's worried a lot. So maybe he's got, like, an ulcer or something.
Then again, it's also
I've known Effie before, right?
Yes.
Is it like sex for favors her normal thing, or does she just want that from me?
She doesn't usually ask for. I mean, I'll put it this way: you've never needed a favor from her before.
Yeah.
Okay. She has kind of a bad reputation in the magical community around, and you've always been kind of put off.
I wonder why. She just mojoed me. Okay. Maybe don't talk to Effie because she cast a spell on me, and it is very unpleasant.
Oh. Okay, I appreciate not that.
Todd goes.
Is he gagged?
Hmm?
Yeah. I'll ungag Todd.
Oh, don't ungag
Todd. Why?
You know, I do know where your friend got the charge.
Where?
Well, for that information, what are you going to give me?
We're going to play the midnight game with this man Friday so you can possess him and kill him. That's what we're going to give you.
We are kind of giving you his revenge.
We're giving you exactly what you want, and if you don't help us give you that, then it's just going to bite you in the ass.
I mean, I see that you're working toward that end, but your friend over there seems to be making some kind of an exorcism.
No, please gag him again.
Well, then wouldn't you prefer my plan work and not his?
All right. I'll tell you.
Good.
He got it from Vanessa at the Starbucks.
Vanessa? Sure.
And
do we know Vanessa?
Make me a knowledge check.
Can I make a connect check?
Sure.
Is that all of us or just one of us?
Any of you. Connect. Or knowledge.
I succeeded. 24
right.
out of 50.
You know who it is.
Yeah, you know Vanessa. She's...
Oh,
she works at the Starbucks.
Dude, she used to work for Cannon Boys.
She is a... Okay, sure.
Why?
What?
She did?
Sure, she worked for you over the summer. She's a college kid, senior, going to the local university, UC Colorado, whatever the fuck town we're in.
Boulder.
Bulbous Quarry.
That's New Mexico.
There could be more than one. There's a Mexico, New York.
That's true.
And a Rome.
You know that she is a charger, as they say.
Out of character, I don't know what that
a
is.
Dodge charger?
She's a wheel worker. She just makes
charges and sells them?
She doesn't sell them. She gives them away randomly.
Randomly?
Well, I mean, she does know how to give them away. It's not like
right.
she just...
But no, I mean, like, she picks the people randomly.
Yes.
She does, yeah.
But if you could persuade her, she could give you a charge.
Well, Vanessa is known to give out charges. She might be willing to give you one.
Well, you got more than that.
Let me call up Starbucks.
Don't disparage.
See if Vanessa's at Starbucks.
All right. I forget. Which city did we say this takes place in?
Boulder's Quarry.
I don't know if we did.
No, I don't think we did.
Somewhere in Colorado.
I said
right.
Bulbous
Quarry.
You did say it.
Starbucks, this is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Vanessa. Is she there this evening?
I'm sorry, Vanessa's not on until 10.
Until 10? Wow, I don't know Starbucks is open that late.
It's a 24-hour Starbucks.
Okay, well, thanks for the info.
You hang up?
Yeah.
Well, since we established she worked at Cannaboy's, do we have our information of her phone number?
You might in the employee records.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the shop and we'll find out.
Probably just call someone that's there. You left someone in
charge.
Well,
what
time
is
it?
Yeah.
It's like 5 or 6.
Yeah, but we haven't gone there all day.
Yeah,
so.
It's been like a day.
Yeah, it's
so,
getting on towards 6.
Yeah, we
so
should probably go over there and see how this house goes.
Yeah, we're gonna... Okay, we can wash
them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we haven't got any calls, which is kind of worrying.
Oh, I'll re-gag Todd.
Oh, thank you.
We'll go back to work.
Does it need a minor or a moderate charge?
Minor.
Okay. I would give it to you if I could, but I don't know how.
If Todd could get it from Vanessa, I should be able to, right?
Well, Vanessa isn't, what's the word? I really can't think of the word. She doesn't always give charges out to people who ask. She sometimes gives them out randomly. It might take a bit of persuasion on your part to convince her that you should have one. If she even has one now, I don't know how she gets hers.
Well, when Mr. Bananas isn't possessed, he's pretty charming.
Well, she is an adept too, so she would probably be able to sense the demon essence on your friend.
Yeah, but he's being nice now.
Okay. Well, good luck. I'm going to keep working on this.
He's just sitting on his shoulder, just staring at him.
I think he's actually being nice. Sometimes he's a monkey, and sometimes he's a demon. Basically, The demon doesn't really feel like doing much of anything unless someone is sleeping around him.
Jeez.
When you say Mr. Bananas is charming, he's grooming you. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, that's charming.
Yeah.
So you guys are heading back to the shop?
Yeah.
All right, you get back. Just because I have her name written down, it's about the time where Felicity, the night manager, usually gets on shift. And
yeah.
She's walking in at around the same time. You guys are... Oh, Cyrus and Jeff. Mr. Tunnels, excuse me, Mr. Tunnels, Mr. Cash. It's
we're on a first name basis.
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing? How was your day?
All right. I made the nightly deposit last night. I was really expecting you guys back. What happened?
It's a long story. One of our friends just got into trouble, and we had to help him out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Are you going to need me to take over tonight as well?
Yeah, probably. He's still not looking good.
Not himself.
Yeah,
is it serious? Is he sick?
It's pretty serious.
Well, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean he's okay now. We have him under control, it's not good for him. No. I'm sorry. It's yeah. I'm still trying to.
It's nasty.
It's pretty bad.
While they're doing this, I think I'm biking off to the hotel to rent a room.
Okay.
That'll take a while, so...
The guy's an idiot. And he often gets in trouble, but... You know, he's kind of gets a knack of being in trouble like this.
Jeff is just checking all the baked goods and everything, and sure everything's cooked right.
I think hopefully after tonight he'll... Basically, it's... Tonight's the big night. If he doesn't pull through, not looking good.
All right. Well, if you need me to, you know, pull an extra shift this week, I can cover tomorrow night as well.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
All right.
Anything other news? Anything happening?
No. We did pretty good business last night.
Right.
She quotes you the sales figures and tells you, you know, they got a number of customers. People came in. It was an average to good night for business. What are your hours of operation?
I think Will's at 24 hours, isn't she, Will?
Yeah, I think it's 24
I think
hours.
Will said it was 24.
Okay, so you guys make enough...
Because it's up top, it's like a cafe.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys make enough that you can cover the staff and the manager positions for, you know, multiple shifts.
Yeah.
Right, we'll just check in every...
It's just not recreational. It's medicinal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that people usually need like a pain?
Yeah.
Fever.
To mitigate the effects of chemotherapy. Who made this batch of brownies?
That would be Ellis.
Ellis?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Will's even role-playing a dickhead boss.
You know, you can deal with that. I'm going to go
Mr. Thomas.
I'm going to go to the office.
Do you see what's wrong with the brownies?
I thought I would try something new. I wanted to do the white chocolate glaze.
The white chocolate glaze.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting twist on the
like Gordon Ramsay.
I'm like checking it. I'm like
Gordon Ramsay of the pot farm.
I take like a very sliver of it and I try it.
It's.
Wow.
Oh.
The brownie is fucking shit! Who the fuck do you think you are?
If this is a white chocolate place, I'm the queen of fucking England!
You are so fine.
Will, like, flips the thing. The brownie stand.
It's very good. It's very good.
Don't do it again.
Don't ever do something like this without asking.
Thank you, Mr. Tummels. I'm glad you appreciate the recipe. I do have a couple of other ideas.
I just want to see Gordon Ramsay just flipping out of a weed dispenser.
Then, like, an hour later.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I'm pretty good.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I was really kind of harsh to you back there. It's just, you know.
It's this whole TV thing.
It's really stressful.
Listen, I'm going to go take a nap.
You just keep being you, man. So, Cyrus, you head into the office.
Yeah.
Make me a knowledge check.
Okay.
See if you can find Vanessa's name and record.
Oh boy. Well, what's my knowledge at? I think I got it. Pretty sure. What's my? Yeah, I got 16 under 45.
Okay. So yeah, you have her cell phone number.
Uh-huh. All right. I will. Oh shoot. Alright, I'll text it to, I'll text
Jack Michelson.
Jack Michelson. The number.
Alright, Jack, you get a text.
Alright, I will call the number.
Alright.
I guess I'll have to stop biking. For a moment.
Give me a speaker.
Or a Bluetooth headset.
No, we don't want the wind, it's hard to hear.
Alright.
I'll walk my bike for a little bit while I'm talking to her.
It rings, and you don't know Vanessa.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't know you, so.
But he knows that she's like a. So, you know.
It goes to voicemail.
Oh, hey, I'm looking for a Vanessa. I got your number from the Cannaboys. I'm an associate of them. And, of course, your other friend, Damien, also recommended you.
I don't know her.
You just said you did.
I know of her.
You know of her. All right, then I'll leave
that. I am most definitely not her friend.
All right, then I'll leave that part out. I'm looking for a charge. If you could give me a call back on this number, it would be really appreciated. Also, I know you gave a charge to my friend Todd, who got into quite a bit of trouble with it, and we were hoping to help him out with this second charge. So that would be really helpful if you could get back to me as soon as possible.
I'm also going to send I'm going to text Vanessa. I'll be like, hey, Vanessa, this is, this is Cyrus from the Cannaboys. I know a buddy who needed a charge, so I gave him your number to get in contact with you.
She texts you back, K. A few minutes later, you get a call back from Vanessa.
All right, I'll get back off my bike and pick up.
Hey.
Hey, is this Vanessa?
Yeah, it's Vanessa.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Who's this?
My name is Jack.
You Cyrus's friend?
Which one's Cyrus?
Me.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Cool. Listen, I'm not on shift until 10 o'clock tonight. But if you swing by the shop, I'll pass you some mojo.
Awesome, great. I'll be there by 10. I'm just heading out to rent a hotel room right now, so I'll come over after that. Maybe I'll even get there before you and enjoy a coffee.
Cool.
What do you look like?
You'll know me. Tall, pink hair.
All right. Pink hair, that should give it away.
One with a name tag that says Vanessa.
Yeah, the one with a name tag that says Vanessa.
All right, great. I can't wait to see you.
Just a question. How much does Vanessa look like James?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Good.
Wow. That's a first.
Maybe like 10%. I don't know.
If James was a pink-haired barista?
Yeah. If James was a pink-haired barista.
I think if James were a barista, he'd have pink hair.
I would not trust any coffee that James gave me.
Wow.
Wow, that's...
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might tell him that later.
It's probably why he didn't show up at the game.
You might listen to him cry.
I'm sorry, James. Didn't I also say
Angel
that, like,
will laugh, though.
The Nazi character was like 150% James?
I think so.
I think that was a bit harsh. I'm maybe like 300 or 400%.
Oh, gosh.
James.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of James.
A lot of James.
Yeah. A lot of James. I mean, like, eventually you go past James and you get into, like, the 8-chaners and stuff.
God. There's an 8chan now?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. I only knew about 4chan.
Huh.
What is that?
I guess 8chan is where all the 4chan rejects go.
We're all fans of new 4chan.
Those were all the gamer gators left 4chan and moved to 8chan.
Oh, wow. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, so anyway. So you can meet her at Starbucks anytime right. after 10. Akos, you're stitching.
I'm stitching.
How close is Starbucks to the hotel?
Not as close as someone with a bike would like.
But close enough to make it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't go through the drive-thru on your bike, though.
I could call a taxi if I really needed to. I've got Todd's credit card.
All right. All right. So I'm going to say you get to the motel. There is a guy watching a baseball game.
Right.
In the motel office. There's like a cage.
Is there a little bell?
Yeah.
Bing. It's a Colorado Rockies against
someone.
The Milwaukee Brewers. I don't know.
Yeah, that's his favorite Brewers.
He's watching the sausage race.
Oh, that is.
That's the mascot when they were.
Yeah, the Brewers.
Their mascot's a sausage.
Yeah, well, several sausages.
Oh, I like that team. I like sausages, and I like mascots.
So there's the office is more like a cage, and there's like a plate glass window.
I didn't think it was a nice place.
He leads up, and there's like a little, you know, speaker. Hello, how can I help you?
One room for the evening, please.
Pay by the hour.
I was gonna say this isn't a per night. This is like a per night place.
Jimmy, I don't know how many hours I'm going to want. Could I pay for a few, and then if I stay a little longer, we can charge me in the morning?
It's $25 by the hour, $100 for the night.
I'll just do the night then. It's not my money. I don't say that.
Checkout's at 11.
That sounds fair.
I don't think he would care anyway.
Card.
All right. He swipes it and
declined.
No, it is not. It is not declined.
I was worried enough.
You have like a tense moment. He slides it back to you with a receipt.
I sign it with a little squiggly line.
Okay.
Maybe a T at the front, team.
he does not care.
Yeah.
He's still watching the sausage race. So he slips you a key.
Look all right.
Sausages go.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay at the All Night Inn.
Yeah, thanks. I will.
It's N-I-T-E.
He can go all night.
And then I guess I'll ride my bike to you.
Wait, do the beds have magic fingers?
Yes, of course they do.
Alright.
This place just went up one all star right. on
First,
Yelp.
I'm going to lay down on the bed with magic fingers for 20 minutes. Then I'm going to go to Starbucks.
There's a rumor of good breadsticks.
You've been riding that bike pretty hard.
Yeah.
You treat yourself to a little...
Treat
yourself.
Love that.
Check my business, make sure everything's running smoothly. And,
Treat yourself, Beverly Hills!
Some business work and then, get out.
So,
some DJ Roomba going?
You come back outside and you hear Ellis talking to Jeff about all of the ideas for new edible recipes that he has. Oh, and this one has like a raspberry filling.
I'm like trying like all these new recipes he's come up with.
Well, it's gonna be so high.
Well, I'm trying. I'm like little pieces. Like I'm not.
You said so many though.
Yeah, you did. And it would you know fit with your.
Fool,
yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
How much?
He turns to you.
How long has he been there? Because edibles take a while to kick in.
I don't know. I was probably, I mean, I was doing some business work too. It's only 20 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no, 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 not yet, not yet.
No, like another hour.
Another hour, okay.
Babe, you gotta try this. What have you been doing when I was in the office?
What?
What have you been doing?
I'm trying Alice's recipes.
Yeah, Mr. Tunnels was giving me some very high praise for my cordials.
All the brownies.
Yeah.
Not just the brownies. There's more things
you
need.
So the
cake hops are really good.
How many of the edibles did you eat?
I've had a little piece from each one, so I've had about 12 pieces.
Rough.
And one cake pie. With the raspberry filling.
Well, of course.
Well,
those cake pops are strong.
You might want to tone it down. I can taste it with the cake pop. I'm just going to tone it down a bit.
What?
I have a conversation with both of you. First off, you just ate a shit ton of weed. So you're going to be high in about an hour.
Awesome.
Not awesome.
Anyway. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what happens when you only hire stoners.
Both of you in the office right now.
Both
the office right now.
Come on.
I
do have to say, Alice, though, like with the white chocolate one.
Office.
You're there to design.
Office now.
Alice sleeps into the office.
Little white chocolate pot brownies on each one. I mean, pot leaves. They are pot brownies. Just drop a little brownie on it.
Yeah, like
a rectangle on top.
Just so they're not just plain white. Yes.
I understand that you guys are passionate about your food and the tastes. However, if you were a customer... And if you allowed a customer to eat as much as he has done, we would get in a shit ton of trouble. You understand this?
I'm sorry. I just got carried away. I wasn't thinking.
That's the problem. You weren't thinking. You have.
You're being a little hard on the guy. His boss asked him to try the stuff he baked, and he said yes to his boss.
Well, I'm
gonna
be yelling at
it
too.
Well, to be fair, like it got carried away. They were really good.
This is about liability here, guys. We are liable for these people, taking care of them.
Look, I mean, you said you weren't gonna be here tonight. It's not like you have to do anything important.
This is about you being responsible. Both of you being responsible about eating all this shit ton of weed.
I mean, what does Johnny Depp say? There's just a big picture. You have the eye on your own supply. You have the
James South Bob on
the blow
wall.
So this cannot.
$10, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
I'm just saying, you have to be more perceptive about this. You have to you can't get distracted. You have to the customer's well-being is the top priority. All right.
Okay, I'm
like,
sorry.
Let's say you go to let's say this is a bar. If overindulge in beer. They go home again, and they go drive and get in a car accident. Then the partners are responsible for that, right?
Yes, of course.
All right. So we have to real. So, just saying.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cash. It won't happen again.
All right. I'm sorry, we got passionate.
And listen, I get it. Because now I have to deal with this. I'm the one who is going to deal with you.
Oh, we are not done, okay. Mister.
But Cyrus.
So, what's his name?
Alice. It's a perfect day, by the way.
Just saying, I like you, you're a cool guy. Just next time, just, like, from now on, just think, alright?
Okay.
You kinda just,
It's.
Listen, I love the passion, alright?
I graduated from the CIA and,
CIA?
The Culinary Institute of America.
I majored.
You know what? It should be the Central Intelligence Agency. And everyone just assumes it's the Culinary Institute of
America. So he starts crying about how,
and all that good work for MK Ultra.
I couldn't get hired at any respectable pastry.
Oh,
why not?
Nobody appreciates my gift for edibles.
Edibles are from the CIA. I'm sorry, guys. Ellis is my new favorite character.
I'm glad.
No restaurant would touch me. No bakery would give me the time of day. And
listen, with all the mind control I use.
Listen, buddy. Like I said, you're a great worker. You make delicious edibles. All right.
Not just delicious. Amazing.
But
you took my recipes and skyrocketed them.
You really think so?
I do.
Thank you.
Jeez, your husband's right there.
Wait, what did I
say? He elevated the flavor. It was good.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cash. It won't happen again. I'll try to contain myself, but I just can't help what I have inside me.
I get it. But, you don't want to, your passion, you don't want to, be responsible for someone's, getting hurt or worse,
Of course not. Of course not.
I really didn't want to even see Gordon Ramsay come into a pot this much.
You have a CIA-trained chef, and you have him baking fucking pot brownies in the back kitchen!
Yeah, man, but the brownies are so good. I've been eating them all.
Alright. So go back to work, alright, man?
Yes. I've got some THC butter to fold into the puff pastries.
Right. You have a fancy pot breaker.
We're good.
We're
the best one in town.
The name might make you think it's low class, but that's just a front.
I didn't come here to yell at you. I can't just tell you the warning. You need to smarten up, all right, man?
Okay, I understand. Thank you. You guys have been such good bosses. I just, like I said, I got carried away. If it were a customer, be a little bit more on my game.
All right. Cool, then. Next time this happens, I'll be here, but stuff could happen. But, it's a mistake right now. He's just my responsibility now.
Not yet. I still have an hour.
And he hasn't hit you yet, but...
No, not yet.
You did taste it a little bit in the cake pop, like Chris said. That's,
No, the cake pop was a full on. I got the full taste on that.
All right.
Full dose.
And you.
Ellis... Leave now.
Close the door.
Oh, the irresponsible. Half brained.
Look at my watch. What time is it?
I'm going to say about now. It's getting on toward 7:30.
7:30. You get 8:30. The high's going to last you probably all night. So basically, you're fucking useless this whole fucking night, dude. You know that. You just basically fucked the rest of the group.
We don't know that.
No, we 100% know that. 100% know that.
It was little tries.
You said
12 little people. They were like slivers.
Dude.
There were slivers of 12 pieces.
We make pot for a living.
We make pot for a living.
We try this all the time.
We
know how potent it is and how much you shit fucking ate.
Okay, but like, you can have two brownies and be fine.
No.
Depends on how much is in the brownies.
Well, we want to make sure the customer...
I mean, you didn't bake them, right?
Right.
You really have to ask.
Ellis, how much did you put in here?
Hey,
Well, actually, I should know by the price, right? How much is... Cause
I don't know.
Because the price would be higher if it was...
I would imagine you might make brownies with different doses in it and, you know...
Right, for different levels.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I had a little sliver, so I should...
I don't know if you asked
before.
No, man, you're fucked for the rest of the night.
I only had 12 full brownies. I had a little sliver of each brownie.
Okay, so you have six.
So you're still pretty...
And one cake... Whatever, cake pop. You're still pretty fucked.
How much of one brownie is a sliver?
Yeah.
Like 1/12? Because then you ate a whole brownie. 1/6? Because then you ate two.
No, 1/12.
You're still...
So you ate like a brownie and a cake pop.
Okay, brownie and cake pop.
You're still kind of fucked with a nine.
Yeah, you overindulge, and it's going to...
You're the fool, Will. It fits for you, though.
Okay.
It does.
But it's not like I ate 12.
Okay.
I ate 12 pieces of one brownie.
I'm saying you basically you're basically useless for the rest of the night.
Not yet. I'm not useless
for an hour, but it starts at like midnight.
Okay.
He's a midnight man. You're gonna be fucked at midnight.
It starts at midnight. He's the midnight man. He's not the 7:45
man. I'll work through it. I've done it before.
Excuse me. I'm gonna call.
You're gonna call Alex?
Yeah.
Okay. I answer. Hello?
We have an issue.
And what would that be?
He's been bad. He's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. He's been overindulged in his tasting of our edibles.
Wait, doesn't he know not to get high off his own supply?
I thought so, but no. So he had at least one whole brownie and a cake pop. So he's gonna be fucking lit up for this evening.
Well, you know what? That seems par for the course for today. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Maybe.
Are you coming back here?
Disco biscuit. Yeah, we're coming back, I guess.
Maybe get him a cup of coffee or two at least.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll call Jack and see if he can
bring us something back. Bring him back a frappuccino.
I'm gonna bring him back a disco biscuit.
I don't know what that is.
We were talking about it earlier. It's ecstasy.
Oh, you were talking about the drugs while I was on the phone with my mom.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's my new favorite slang term for ecstasy. Disco biscuit.
I don't think that's gonna help him in this case.
I think it would. It would perk him up.
Not really. You get him some Coke. That'll perk him up.
Alright, that'll perk him up too, but that'll only last a little while.
He only has to last a little while.
No, longer than that.
Well, it's all called a... Do
I have either of these drugs on me?
No, you have mostly...
Mostly depressants, right?
Over-the-counter stuff and sleeping pills, yeah. The prescription sleeping pills, Ambien.
Yeah, and I think I said I had Xanax, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no uppers. Alright. Hello?
Yo, Jack, listen, when you're at Starbucks, can you pick me up, a grande, cappuccino? A Venti cappuccino?
No, I can't, but Todd can.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Make it two, maybe.
Make it two? Alright. You know what? I'll bring one for everyone.
Those two are just for Jeffrey.
He wants that much caffeine?
He's gonna need it for tonight. Yeah, he fucking be lit up tonight. Yeah.
Why would? Well, I mean, I can't. I don't have an argument, a leg to stand on in this argument, but what the hell was he thinking?
He wasn't, obviously.
What a fool he
is. When we got to the store, he decided to have a taste test and just basically tasted everything.
Wow, that's not a good time for that.
No, that's all right. I'm in the same room as him, and he knows. He's been having the last 15 minutes I've been having a lashing.
He's been sitting in the corner.
Yeah. Well, all right, I gotta get back on my bike to get to the Starbucks by 10, so, unless you guys want to come pick me up.
I can't put your bike in the car.
Oh.
It's a smart car, remember?
Let's say you have a bike rack.
All right.
All right. Three people with smart car?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's only...
If you squish.
It's only a two-seater.
You could fit two people in a passenger seat.
You could.
You won't be comfortable, but...
You know what? I've got plenty of time. I'll just keep biking.
All right. Or I can drop off top. I can drop off Jeff at the apartment and swing by and pick you up.
Yeah. After, come by like a little after 10.
All right.
And then you can give me a ride from Starbucks to the hotel.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
After I hang up with Blake, Cyrus, I don't know where I got Blake from, I'm going to call Effie.
Okay.
Because you can't hold
it rings.
Oh, wait a minute. Do I need the charge or does Friday need the charge?
Anybody needs the... Well, I'll say one person needs the charge.
Okay, good.
To do it.
Friday.
You are waiting. Mm-hmm. It rings. And it rings. And it rings.
Oh, wow, she's playing hard to get.
Mm. And she...
She's playing the conch.
Hello there. You've reached Euphemia Watts. Please leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Oh.
And then...
Effie, dear. It's Damien. I felt compelled to call you. I'm sure you know why. I just want you to know that I don't appreciate that. I thought we had something special, but I feel like you've gone and ruined it now. So, goodbye, and I hang up.
Make another rank 10 helpless this way. It hurt to do that.
It's like a callback and dang for me.
No, I failed.
Okay. Failed notch.
Yep.
You hang up the phone, and all of a sudden this sense of hopelessness just washes over you because you shouldn't have been that cruel to her. You know, what if she doesn't want to speak to you again? What if she won't answer your calls ever again?
Oh God!
You gotta call her back.
How
could you have done that?
No, I'm not calling her back. I'm gonna feel like shit and keep sewing. That's all I have left now is sewing. My phone's sitting, like, right next to me.
Yeah.
And I just keep looking at it every second to see if she's called back.
I'm going to say, make me your bestomancy check at minus 10 percentile.
Minus 10 percentile.
Because you are very distracted.
I got a 1.
Nice. That's a crit. Okay, so... I will let you choose the benefit of your crit. Do you want to? You could finish early.
Okay.
You could lose yourself in your work and either erase a failed notch or a hardened notch.
Could I lose myself in my work and break Effie's spell?
No. That's...
Damn it.
Ryan's like, I'm having too much fun with this. Don't you dare.
Yeah. When would I finish if I didn't finish early?
Probably about. We said this had to simmer. The original.
I mean, I've been working on it all day because I saw Effie in the morning.
Right. She got off of work at.
I didn't wait. Oh yeah, I got it when she got off work.
Right. She got off work at 12. I think we said so. We've probably been working on it for about like 7 hours now.
Okay. So it wouldn't be done until like tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll finish early then.
Okay. So I'm going to say you have a minus 10 penalty to everything until you call Effie back.
Damn it.
Make for her forgiveness.
Yeah, I'll call her back.
Okay. So you managed to distract yourself long enough.
For like 10 whole minutes.
No, it's...
Oh, it's a few... Okay.
Yeah. I'll say you finish around 9:30. So you work for another hour and a half. And you set it down, and you're really good with a needle and thread, so you...
I feel like I set it down, and I'm like, okay. And then just grab my phone.
Yeah.
And I call her back.
She answers this time. Well, Damien, it is a pleasure to speak with you again.
Yes, I'm so glad to hear from you, Effie.
Are you now?
Yes, genuinely so.
Why would that be?
Well, I think you know.
Oh, I definitely know.
What did you do?
I think you know what I did, sugar.
I mean, I have a general sense.
And you were so eager to get in my pants.
And? I thought it was mutual.
I mean, under normal circumstances, it may have been, but you seem very eager to take advantage of a desperate woman such as myself.
And how long is this going to last, my love?
Oh, I spent quite a number of... aside from mechanics, excuse me, in character, she would say, I discharged quite the amount of magic.
Yeah, Damien discharged too.
Yeah, he did.
He's protection, though.
Yeah, he did.
It, I don't see it letting up anytime soon. But while we are involved in this special relationship, I think maybe we should make the most of it. Don't you think?
Well, I am a little busy right now, but perhaps later.
Well, you know, I was hoping that maybe you would present me with a token of your affection.
Such as?
Sandwich.
Such as that demon.
Excuse me?
That y'all seem to be pretty set on exercising out of your friend there.
You want the demon?
I do.
And what are you going to do with it?
Oh, I don't think that's any of your concern, my dear.
But I'm going to fuck it.
Mm-hmm. And how am I supposed to get you a demon?
Oh, you are a powerful will worker yourself. I have no doubt that you can work out some way to spin that little ride that I gave you into a capturing ritual.
Oh, I just finished the exorcism cloak. Like, literally. Okay. And in exchange, would you cancel your... Would we call them spells?
Yeah.
Would you...
You might
be
call
willing
this one
to
a curse.
Undo your spell?
Oh, dearie, you're fucked.
Honey, I would say that I fucked you, but you fucked yourself. And then she hangs up on you.
Yeah, that's why no one likes her.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at my spells here.
I just realized I can maybe make an elf. Like I got something to nullify the whatever drugs and weed.
Oh, a potion?
Yeah.
You can make me a vestimenta check.
Am I still at minus 10, or I spoke to her?
So. You spoke to her, so you're...
28 out of 60.
Okay. You know a little bit about other schools of magic, and you can extrapolate. So, Effie's school, as I said last time, is Caloromancy. Her magic resolves.
Did I see the book? It's a little hard to read on it. The first book.
It's not an actual...
No, I know. I'm looking at my stuff.
Okay. She gains magical charges.
Right.
By consuming calories, by consuming energy, and keeping that energy. So you think back on your interaction with her, and, you know...
Oh, all the fucking Subway sandwiches.
Her ordering four sandwiches and eating them all in front of you was her charging up.
Yeah.
And you realize that every school of magic has a taboo, a thing that if they do it, they dispel all of their charges.
Mm-hmm.
And you can guess that wasting energy on things like exercise... might be her school's taboo. So when you had sex with her, she either blew everything she had to cast that spell on you.
That's appropriate.
Or she lost it all.
Well, she obviously didn't lose it all because she cast a spell on me.
So she blew the load.
Yep. So,
four sandwiches worth of magic.
That's got to be at least four minor charges.
They were foot longs.
Moderate charges.
Is the last thing that
significant. Significant. Yeah. So you can make a rank four isolation check. Not isolation. Excuse me. Helplessness.
I'm at four.
As you put this together. Okay. So yeah, you're okay, but it just sort of hits you that oh.
Mm-hmm. She planned it the whole time.
Yeah.
If I were to do a similar spell like that, how long would it last?
It depends on...
Like, if I were to drop four charges into, you know, making someone like me.
I think it would be... It depends on what your school's Omega rating is.
38.
I don't... Is that in the book here?
It should be. I think that might just be a thing that they picked up for making your own custom spells.
Ah.
But it would depend on, like, she was able to push it a little further because she touched you.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
it's
all over.
It is a significant charge.
She dropped four significant charges into me?
At least two.
Fuck. All right. Yeah, that's some powerful mojo.
You didn't feel it because you were too busy. Well, we know.
So can I maybe can I make with my alchemy maybe I can make a some type of a.
You could try.
Okay. Wait a second. You sit right there. Go back to the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You're dropping him off. So we'll say that at about this time, you're sort of like staring there. You look over at Todd, Damien, and he's got this like look of merriment in his eyes, and he starts to giggle through his gag.
Oh, shut up!
And then Damien and Cyrus and Jeff come down. Jeff, it's really starting to hit you at this point, like.
No.
The
go sit down next to the demon.
You're having a really hard time keeping your eyes open and your
sit next to Todd.
Your equilibrium.
Stay away.
No, sit on the other chair. Don't sit next to the demon.
Hey, what? Stay awake.
I'm fine, man.
Not real good.
That feels awesome.
I'm gonna hook something.
You gotta try the cake pie.
Todd falls over.
So good. I need chips.
I bet your Todd has some chips.
Oh my gosh. Well. I'm gonna.
Are you crit fit?
Oh, no.
I roll a 77, yeah.
On.
I'm like.
No, you didn't crit fail, you just bad
fail. Oh no, doubles are crit fails?
If you fail, then it's it's a bad a bad failure.
Yeah.
That's a bad miss.
Crit fail is 100.
100 is a is a crit fail.
I was like, that was a crit fail.
So you basically poured in a glass of vodka. Oh. This vodka ought to sober you up.
So you were trying to make something with
wake him up or something.
Okay,
they neutralized the what's the ingredient weed? Like
THC.
Damien, that scarf looks awesome.
Yeah, I know it does.
I was either trying to keep him awake or something to neutralize it. Yeah.
All right.
It's got a lot of colors on it.
That's the point. It's meant to stand out.
I don't know anything. Maybe this could work.
There's symbols on it.
All right, so, Jeff.
Not that you could see.
Jeff, your boyfriend hands you a glass of
maybe this
something.
I don't know. This might work. Hopefully this can work. Just drink it.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Just a nice glassware.
Drink it, please.
It's cherry flavored.
Please drink it.
Okay. Oh, it is cherry flavored.
I know you like cherry.
Mmm. Let us drink.
What?
What did I just drink?
Don't worry about it. You finished? You drink it all?
I'll just have a little bit of a sip of it.
Drink it all, please.
I'll drink some of it.
Hopefully it works. I don't know.
you start putting away the ingredients, or you glance back over to the... You just kind of, like, tore stuff out of Todd's medicine cabinet and his kitchen cabinets and everything. And you notice something that you didn't see before.
Yeah.
The Tylenol that you put in there was Tylenol PM.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Listen. Sorry.
What are you doing, man?
I'm going to start slapping him and it's waking up.
Hey, stop.
Stay away, buddy.
Stop hitting me.
Stay awake.
Stop hitting me.
Stay awake.
Todd starts kicking you.
Stay awake.
I kick Todd.
You guys end up in a little kick fight.
Cyrus. Todd's the...
Cyrus, stop hitting me.
Hey, wake up.
What? I'm awake.
Stay awake.
It's going to be really hard to stay awake. You really...
Stay awake.
I'm awake.
Come on, I'm awake.
Stop hitting me, man.
Hey, wake up.
Make me a fitness check. Or struggle, if you can struggle.
Hold on. Struggle or fitness? Where's fitness?
Struggle at the bottom, fitness at the top.
I'll just struggle.
Hold on. Oh, wait, you want to do fitness, bro?
Fitness.
They're the same.
No, third. It's not. Fitness is at the very top.
Is it 40? Is it 40 and 40?
So my fitness is 30. Is 30. And down here, my struggle is 30.
All right.
So they're both the same.
All right.
Nope, 46.
All right, so I'll let you choose. You can either fall asleep, or you can take a penalty to stay awake.
I mean...
What time is it?
Right now, it's around 9:30.
I say let him take a nap until he gets the coffee. You wake him up with the coffee.
All right, so he just... Jeff just falls out of the chair onto the ground.
Son of
a bitch.
This cherry drink is really good.
Todd puts his feet on you.
Didn't you do that to Ed?
Yeah, he did.
Ed did that to me.
No, he did both. And then Ed got up.
And then I stole his seat.
And then you put...
Oh, that was a good night.
That was a funny night.
And Ed also ate James's Mike's cotton bowl.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
Ed, where's my? What do you call it? What was it the fuzz ball?
Yeah.
Where's the fuzz ball to my microphone? Yeah. I think Ed ate my fuzz ball.
That was a good night.
Yeah, that was a very drunk night. So anyway, Jeff has gone night, and Todd is like threw back his head and is laughing.
You text Alice. He's asleep. God damn it!
You send him a picture.
Yeah.
You get back.
Do you draw a mustache on him first?
Yes.
Okay.
You get back. Sorry. meanwhile, Damien seems to be lost in thought about something.
Damien is staring at the finished bandana and debating whether or not he should try to turn it into a containment bandana or keep it as a exorcism bandana. I mean, I know this will fade eventually. I just don't know how long.
Yeah.
A while. I fucking love that woman. I hate, but love.
No poo.
You really should give her the gift that she wants.
What are you talking about?
You were really rude to her in her voicemail earlier, and you really can't stand to let it linger like that. You have to make it up to her.
The Effie, the woman that I got the spell from earlier.
Yeah.
She's... It's a love-hate relationship.
Oh. You want to talk about it?
She whammied me before, and now
yeah,
I can't stop thinking about her. No, I whammied her. And now I can't stop thinking about her, and it is tearing me apart.
Oh.
I see.
You're tearing me apart, Effie.
That sucks.
Yes, it does. She wants the demon, and I really want to give it to her.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Todd stops laughing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you didn't hear that part of the conversation, did you, you little bastard?
Do you want to go with us or with the crazy woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not taking your gag out.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you two. Yes. So Effie wants me to turn this exorcism shroud into a containment shroud.
Jeez.
And then give her the demon, and
what
I
she
really
want
to.
What would she use a demon for?
There are many, many things one could do with a demon.
Aw, but we're such a good buddy with the Midnight Man, right?
Well, look, I said, okay. I want to do it. I feel compelled to do it.
You can't do it. Like, look at that. We hung out with this guy all day, and, you know, he may have ran out on us and shut, you know.
you sit down and slip your arm around Todd, and Todd leans his head on your shoulder.
He's not out, right?
Look, I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying I feel compelled to.
Wait, is it Todd right now?
No.
No.
We're buddies now, right?
Jeff,
it shrugs.
Jeff,
well, if we're not buddies, we might just kill
Jeff. Jeff, in his sleep, grabs the demon's leg.
Well, would you rather be exercised or go live with Effie?
I just grab his head. We're buddies. Good.
No.
Oh, she would eat you.
Ah, jeez. Alive?
Literally.
Jesus Christ.
I imagine.
Like an American Gods? Just through her vagina?
No. No, through her mouth.
Oh,
she's a caloromancer.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to eat in a lot?
Does she, like, unhinge her jaw? Does it swallow them all?
I don't know. I've never seen anyone eat a demon before.
That's me thinking out loud, because my guy's passed out on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
We're holding on to Todd's legs now.
Oh, man, it's coming up to you big time. Are you getting excited, huh? Come on, buddy. Getting excited about your big possession?
Do I have to roll to not turn the exorcism shroud into a containment shroud?
You really want to.
I know. But I
maybe
don't,
you?
If, no,
you
not
don't.
Yet, unless I fail.
Rank 10 helplessness check.
God damn. You might want to take the other way around.
Oh, wait, I defend with status. Yes, I succeeded.
All right, so notch it.
Fucking fuck. What happens if my helplessness fills up all the way?
If you get more than 25 in all five of your meters, or if two of your meters max out, then something bad happens.
Are you getting excited, Q? Flat Freddy?
Friday?
Oh, yeah.
If I fill out my helplessness meter, I'm at 23.
Getting a big demon boner? Murder boner?
I can't use my therapeutic skill on myself, can I?
Get him to the hotel room, too. Yeah.
Does anyone else have a therapeutic skill?
You have to call an Uber to find somebody instead of using the car. I do. You called Uber.
So, yeah. What's a therapeutic skill?
It has a therapeutic feature.
Some of you use the car, but... And that's just probably...
I think that,
Chris does.
Chris does.
But he's not there.
Yeah.
He's going over to see him.
Is there a food store I can stop at on the way to Starbucks?
Sure.
We'll I'm going to buy a lot of salt.
There's a Stop and Shop.
All right. I'm going to buy salt.
You get one of the little self-checkout guns,
yeah.
And you're just walking down the shelf like, drop, drop, boop, drop. How much salt do you buy?
Well, I'm using Todd's credit card, so...
just take the shelf and push it.
Not quite that much, but I fill up a bag of cartons of salt. Or do they come in, like, the tubes, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, like, 10.
One of the store clerks comes up and says, like, excuse me, sir, you know, you can hit the quantity button. You don't have to scan...
Oh, man, really? Show me.
Yeah. If you press this button here and scan the label, then you can put in the amount that you want.
Wow, that's great. I already scanned all 10 of these this time, but next time I'm going
to
do that.
This podcast brought to you by Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
So you pay with Todd's credit card. And
yeah, I'm going to get... What state are we in again?
Colorado.
Can I buy liquor here? Or wine?
I don't know, so I'm going to say yes.
I'll get some wine.
Okay.
I'll get beer. I'll buy like a 12 pack or something.
You'll find
I want to get Friday drunk, maybe. Might help. He seems to like the booze, so I'll get some beer. And
you've got knockout brownies or drug brownies.
Yep. But we don't want him to be unconscious. He has to knock.
No, they're not unconscious.
Yeah, they make
him susceptible.
This makes me sluggish.
I definitely need that.
A bit drowsy.
Can anyone else think of anything I should buy at this food store? I think mostly the salt is what we needed.
12
and a candle.
Bins.
Oh yeah, a candle, a paper.
Maybe like some pins so you can drop a blood.
Yeah, some pins. Yeah.
All right, so you go shopping for your midnight game supply list. I'm gonna say I kind of picture Jack as the kind of person who actually does make a shopping list.
Yeah, because he's usually pretty drawn out, I think, so...
He's got to keep it straight.
Yeah, got to keep things straight.
You have a basket on your bike, or...?
Yeah, basket that Mr. Bananas usually sits in, but I think there's enough room for the salt and Mr. Bananas.
You probably have a backpack, too, if you're...
Yeah, that's true. I could put it in the backpack, and Mr. Bananas can keep it.
Or you can use your backpack as a monkey papoose.
No, that's not good. I need to keep my eyes on him.
And there's a good chance Mr. Bananas would just like cover his eyes as driving across the intersection.
All right, so you start heading over to the Starbucks. You're heading over to Starbucks with him. Are you going to talk to Jack? Because Jack does have...
No, because then the only one with the demon would be the unconscious guy. So I'm staying.
Someone's got to bring the demon to the hotel.
No.
You do have those
brownies. You summon him to the ritual.
You do have those brownies.
The closer he is to the person that's getting the ritual.
I put him in my trunk.
We want him to be the closest demon there so he can get there first.
The brownies, I'm taking the brownies, I'm putting in my trunk.
Okay. I'm gonna point out, if you want Todd to go night-night, you do have that the beverage that he said he only drank half of.
Oh, yeah.
That will...
Why do we want to bring... Do we need to bring Todd closer to the hotel?
They said it would make it more likely that he would
be the demon
that gets there first.
Oh,
he has to be physically closer.
Would it work if he's unconscious?
I don't know. I'm guessing no.
Well, I'm gagging. Hey, how you doing?
You know, I've been sitting here for the past hour thinking about breaking your friend's neck.
Which friend?
You know, this friend. The one that I'm
riding. He kicks him.
kicks himself.
No, he's oh, that one.
Oh, the one's passed out.
Listen, but either of them, really. I mean, it'd be,
well, thank you for not thinking that was killing me, at least.
He's petting my leg
it.
Now.
I mean, I do want to work with you. I just, you know, I don't want to be fed to your
no, yeah, man, no.
I
your lady love.
Yeah. So listen, to make sure this thing goes smoothly, you have to be close to it, right?
That's correct.
All right. All right. And so, be 100%. I'm gonna be 100% forward and honest with you, man. We can't trust you because you're a demon.
Obviously.
So let's say we force feed you this drink that my friend, okay, that passed me to pass out, and then then you would pass out, and let's say we then drag the body of Todd where you're possessing right now to the hotel. Would you still be able to perform the ritual when Todd's passed out body?
I would be unable to act in the physical world because my instrument here would be unconscious, but I would still be awake.
Okay.
So I will be listening to everything that you say, and if you try to double cross me, I will come for you.
No. But you would still be able to then do the ritual then? Or are we a no-go?
I want him to destroy that shroud.
No.
I mean, yeah. You're not really in a position of asking for demands here, bud.
Then it's going to be a fight. Because how do I know that you're not going to put me to sleep and then exercise me?
No.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Why didn't we just think of that before?
Why don't you just let him stay awake? You're pretty much giving
him what
he wants.
You just told us that. We're too stupid to realize. Think of that, man. I mean, look at my friend right now. He's passed out. We're pretty fucking stupid. He's, you know what I mean? You're pretty fucking stupid. I'm going to have you kicked.
I mean, I
captured.
Powered her. Oh, my God. I hate her and I love her. God damn it.
I'm just saying.
This is why I don't sleep with women. They're so.
That's why I sleep with men.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Never mind.
But if you were passed out, he could still do the.
If he was passed out, his spiritual form would still be awake, and the ritual could summon him into Friday.
That's good. That's all I wanted to know.
Is that what he said? I kind of got the opposite out of that.
That's what he said.
I mean, I'm not there.
That's what he said.
No, Todd would be asleep, so it would not be able to act in the physical world.
But if it was summoned,
it would be awake.
Okay, so because it's not the physical world that it would be acting in,
right?
Okay, that's the part that.
All right, that's all I want to know. So, I'm going to make you drink this, pass out, and bring you the bottle. Easier for you, you know. So then that way we know you're not going to run away.
I will make you a deal. I will drink it without struggling.
Yeah.
If you,
yeah,
agree to. Let's call it a soul pact.
Oh boy,
no, don't
no,
do that.
Yeah,
don't do
that's
that.
Not a good thing. I'm not making soul pacts. But I'm going to hear you out. What's a soul pact?
It just means that on the condition that you violate my trust, I have access to your earthly vessel.
Oh, don't do that. That's a very bad idea.
I just want us all to trust each other.
You're a demon. We're never going to trust you.
Exactly.
But
you're never going to trust me, but
no.
You need to convince me to trust you. Otherwise,
no, we don't.
Then I'm going to fight you.
Well, you're tied up and we'll just stick a funnel in your mouth.
All right. It's going to be struggle. So who's struggling with
you? Oh, not me.
I still don't understand why you guys can't just, like, throw him tied up in the...
I'm not... Yeah, not...
Too bad. I'm passed out.
Yeah, thanks for your help, Will.
You're welcome.
I'm buying salt.
Unless you can make a case for another skill. Do any of you have a relationship with Todd? I forgot if I asked.
No.
No.
It's with Cannibal Boys.
I would let Todd count as one of the cannaboys. Someone, you could roll your cannaboys.
I'll do it.
Because you're doing
mine's
it for
mine's
Todd.
At 55, which is... All right. Can we both do it, or is just what?
I'll let you, if you help, give him 10 percentiles.
Well, he's right, tied to the couch. How's he going
to... Not tied to the couch.
He can still, like, struggle.
Yeah, he can still... So you have... So you're at 65, yeah.
Okay. I got a 17.
Gag him.
No. Oh!
You can't force something down the throat of someone as a gag.
Yeah. So Todd got a 99.
Oh, all right.
So he starts to, like, wiggle around, but, like... The two of you are, I guess, like, remarkably synchronized. And,
yeah.
And you just, like, get on Todd and, like, pin his shoulders down and his knees. And you get the funnel and it's for your own good, Todd.
All right. All right. Sorry, buddy. Listen, I promise, demon, even though I'm not selling my soul to you, you can trust me.
At least until tomorrow. Because if this doesn't work... Then we'll have two demons.
Well, we have two demons and one Todd-specific exorcism rank.
Yes. So maybe only one demon after a little while.
Does the Todd pass out?
Yes, he does.
I forget, is it going to cost me a minor charge or a significant charge to do the exorcism?
Probably a significant.
Okay.
I'll gag Todd back up.
All right.
Should we...
I guess we'll carry him. Well, what are we going to do with Jeff here? Yeah, Jeff here.
I got it.
Only one other person's going to fit in the smart car, so you guys were going to have to go separately anyway.
Yeah, he's going on the Uber.
So he's going to go in the Uber too.
Well, I don't want to leave anyone alone with the demon.
No, Maya's going to take the demon.
And he would be alone with the demon.
I don't think you can take him in the Uber.
Yeah, he's got.
I know
he has to go in the smart car. So no matter what.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are we gonna? Do we can call Will an Uber, or we can leave him here?
No, I'm yelling him in the ear. Wake him up.
Take this passed out guy to the Starbucks.
Hey.
Are you sure? I think he. He looks like he might need a hospital.
Wake up.
He's fine.
You go in Uber with him.
Uber.
Wake up. Up.
Come on, handsome. Let's go.
Why do I feel so much higher than I should for
the Because you fucking ate a shit ton of weed.
Yeah, but I feel even higher. I'm tired.
Don't worry, because you probably ate more than you thought you did.
What did I drink before?
Nothing.
It was red, it tasted like cherries.
Don't worry.
Jeff, make me a fitness roll.
Fitness roll.
I can't wait till Jeff shows up to where I am and falls asleep and Mr. Bananas
14.
Gives him a dream.
14, alright. I'm going to say you lean over and puke.
I puke red, right?
Yeah.
Tastes like cherry.
Cough syrup red. All over Todd's floor.
Well, that's a problem for Todd.
Yeah. But whatever it was that he fed you is out of your system now.
He's still high.
He's still high. Still high. You're still high as shit.
And what's that?
Yeah, don't worry about
vomit.
It.
Vomit.
Well, it's red.
Yeah.
It's like take you to the hospital.
You drink cherry Pepsi, you said, so it's red.
Cherry Pepsi's brown.
It's cherry, it's red.
Right before you passed out, you were talking about the delicious raspberry cake pop you ate.
That's not right. All right.
Jeff, you're getting this, like, really, really pleasant, but kind of bordering on unpleasant vibration in your head, where everything's just kind of pulsing.
Listen, honey, listen, dude, think about it. Cherries are red, right? So that makes no sense where cherry Pepsi is brown. It's red, dude.
All right, I've already placed the Uber. Let's go wait outside. All right,
let's go.
And let's get the unconscious man in the truck before he shows up. I don't want to have to give him an extra tip.
Alright, put him in the trunk and I'm going to drive my Uber over to start.
Drive your Uber over? You're going to drive your Uber?
I mean my smart car.
This smart car has an Uber sticker on it.
I'm not sure if smart car's trunk is big enough for it.
I mean, we can fold them.
Yeah. Alright, I want Jack to get to the Starbucks first.
Yeah.
So,
We're standing out front waiting for the Uber and, like, Jeff's just like, looking around, and every once in a while I'm like, hey, focus, come on. Not you, Gracie.
Your driver, Jennifer, is 5 minutes away.
How much was her rating?
She's got, I don't know how Uber works. What are they rating?
Five stars.
Stars. Okay. So she's got 4 stars.
Gotta try Elscape.
I think I'll pass.
It's so good.
At least not when we're trying to exorcise a fucking demon.
Yeah. We're doing that. I forgot.
Oh, I guess my brownie will be. I guess probably leave my front seat.
Okay.
Yeah, the seat with next time. My passenger.
I'm hungry.
Because I was gonna put it in the trunk, but he's gonna team into the trunk. So.
Wait, where are we going? I heard the yard. Yeah, we're going to Starbucks.
No, we're going to the hotel.
Oh, we're going to the hotel. Are you going to a Starbucks?
I'm not there.
Oh,
he's gonna pick Chris up at Starbucks and then go to the motel. We're just going to the motel.
Taking up Jack.
Because even if we went to Starbucks, we would then still have to Uber to the motel.
That's true.
Don't worry, your boyfriend's going to get you a Frappuccino.
Oh, yes. Hope it's mocha.
I'm sure it is. He knows what you like.
He likes it all night long.
All night long.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Maybe I better call him and tell him I like... mocha.
I'm gonna text him mocha.
You do that.
And a cake pop. You just get a text just saying.
See, that's where Chris. Oh, okay.
It's not mocha. It's supposed to say mocha, but it just is moo.
I'm gonna get it with extra milk. No, it's a me.
And a sea op.
No, it takes a me moo, not you.
Moo.
Oh, I thought he was telling me.
Moo and cop.
It's a Starbucks order.
No, he's
sea op.
He's texting me.
And sea op. Moo and sea op.
I'm just gonna send him an emoji of a cow.
Why did you say you want your cow?
All right. So, Jack.
Yes, the reason of the universe.
You arrive at the Starbucks. You walk inside, and you catch sight of Vanessa.
All right. I will go up to Vanessa.
Hey.
Hey, we spoke on the phone earlier. It's Jack.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Hello.
Hey. I really appreciate this. You know, Todd's in a bit of trouble.
Get your head off the table.
Yeah, well, you know, happy I can help. I'm sorry things didn't turn out too well for him.
Yeah, me too.
We try to put good vibes out into the universe.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, too.
Yes.
C-R-E. Anyway, what can I get you?
Exactly what you got back.
Okay, let's, you like almond milk?
Yeah, I do. also I need, 2 mocha, whatever you told me to get before. For
the cappuccinos.
The cappuccinos.
Okay.
In addition. And, the dog will be paying.
Oh, okay, cool. coming right up.
Nice.
All right. So she brings you over your drinks in one of the little trays, and she says, "So this is your order.
This is
what you want. This is the other order. It's not quite as, you know, special."
Right. I got you. Thanks so much.
I really appreciate this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drinking it, and I'll sit by the door and wait for you guys or for Cyrus, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So you drink it, and you've got this, like, warm feeling in your core.
This is nice.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. Except when someone uses it against you. I want to wrap that fucking scarf around her neck and listen to her scream.
Scream, yeah.
Scream, man. You couldn't possibly do that to her.
I know. I don't have enough charges. Oh, that's a fail.
Right.
Oh, wait, another, it's defensive. Yeah, that's
another fail notch.
What happens if I fail them all?
You get a ongoing mental condition.
Mental loving.
Always loving. God.
Either that or you could learn to love her. And then I wouldn't be calling for all of these sand checks.
I know.
She's
hard to love.
It's not her problem, it's you. It's entirely you.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
So I pull up.
All right.
And I honk the horn, which is that bar song. All right.
I'll come
What's
out.
The honk again? What's the honk?
I think
again?
We said it had a couple different ones that you could use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all Bob Marley songs.
Right.
Beer, okay. Beer, beer.
Burp.
Beer, beer, beer.
All right. Thanks again, Vanessa.
She gives you a thumbs up.
All right. So on the way, we are going to pass a nasty, dirty-ass truck stop,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to point it out to you,
yeah.
and then you have to go back there and pick up Friday.
Okay. Also, okay, cool. Just to let you know, there's a Todd's body's in our trunk, so we should play it cool.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take Todd out before you go get Friday.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's drunk, though.
He might want to bring two prostitutes with him.
Oh.
There's not enough room.
No.
Well, it's... Was it within walking distance?
Yeah, down the...
You know what? I'll just walk over and get him.
Oh, okay.
You just, you can set up. Here's the candles. There's
okay.
A lot of salt. Here are the mochaccinos for...
Wait, you're going to bring Todd into the room with you?
Yeah. The closer he is...
The bound, gagged, unconscious Todd?
Between the kid in the bathroom.
Yeah, with the horrible fucking... pimp, I don't think he's going to care.
Alright.
Put him, like, in the tub.
Yeah, we can leave him in the tub, too. That's a good idea. We'll hide him. So, you take care of that once we get there. And
yeah.
You drop me off at the truck stop, and then I'll meet you back in the hotel.
I need
the key.
I need you to carry. Help me carry Tom.
Well, we're meeting you at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
All right, so here's the key to the room. The number's on the little tag there.
Okay.
I'll point out the truck stop when we pass it.
Sounds good.
There it is.
There it went.
Oh,
well, no, you don't have to go back.
All right. Just drop me off. I'll walk the rest of the way.
All right. So you drop him off down. You pass it. You walk back. You head off to the hotel. Jack, make me a notice. Is notice a skill? I always forget the skill.
Yeah, it is. Notice?
Alright, so make me a notice check.
No.
No. Alright.
You can flip, maybe.
Can I? Because it's...
If you're raised noble fear or obsession.
Yeah, one of your passions.
Letting my addiction get the best of me, helping others. I am helping Todd.
Okay, so you can flip if you want.
All right, I will.
Okay.
It sounded important.
In that case, you see, like I said, Friday has, like, an old, like, beat-up Honda Civic. Oh, no, he's the kind of asshole he would have, like, an American car because America.
Oh, he's got a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Can we have an American car? I mean, it could still be a...
Well, have an American car.
Nothing. But...
But he would find something wrong with having a Japanese or...
Would.
That's
German.
True.
Well, maybe he'd have a German car.
Maybe.
BMW.
But he would want to buy domestic.
Yeah.
Way. You notice that Friday is not alone in his pickup,
uh-huh.
which we're retconning.
Okay.
He has three friends.
Uh-huh.
They are all really sketchy-looking skinheads.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And he gets out, and they're all kind of like hanging out in the bed, I'll say. And he spots you coming over, and he jumps down, and he says, "Oh,
hey, my man. How's it hanging?"
It's hanging
to the left.
Well, man, I got the rest of that money. If you want to go play the midnight game, only take like not that long, maybe an hour or two, hour and a half, tops.
Yeah, you know, I got a bunch of friends. Mind if I bring them along?
Well, I remember we spoke of you bringing some ladies along with you, but
none of my ladies wanted to go, man. But these cats. They were real interested in playing this midnight game or whatever the fuck.
Well, are they still interested if I let you know that the money that I'm planning to give you is the only money I have?
That would make me... Let's see. That would be...
I know you're trying to rob me.
Yeah. Are you lying?
No. I don't have any money. That's why I was taking Todd's.
Okay.
I do have his credit card. But...
In that case, make me connect.
Connect. All right. Yeah, 11. It's critical success.
Nice. You're going to give me the money anyway, right?
Well, I mean, as long as you come and your friends over there don't rob me, because it looks a lot like that's what you're planning to do. No offense.
I just want some assurance that you're not going to rob me, you know? We're going to a motel room in the middle of the night. That's, you know, that's kind of weird.
I see where you're coming from. I do. Do I look like I could mug anyone?
Well, to be honest with you, no, but who knows? Maybe you got a few buddies willing to...
Speaking of which, there will be a few of my buddies there, so I guess turnabout is fair play.
Right, so we'll all have a couple of buddies, and...
All right. I just hope I have enough salt. Anyway, let's go.
All right, hop on in.
Oh, it's just up the block.
We'll drive.
Okay. Yes, let's drive. Yes.
One of the skinheads hops into the passenger seat. The other two are in the bed, and
I'm getting in the bed.
Yeah, Friday hops up to the driver's seat.
Hey, hey guys, my name's Jack. This is Mr. Bananas.
Cool monkey.
They just sort of glare at you.
Yeah, you guys are planning to rob me, aren't you?
As long as you give Mr. Friday his money and none of your buddies try anything.
We just want to play this game. It's for a documentary, kind of. Like an experiment.
Uh-huh.
A paper.
Right.
Yes.
I'm a YouTuber. I'm an influencer.
By the way, I'm texting these guys in a group text. May have a few extra skinheads when I arrive.
I would just like to point out, Ryan, that the significant compulsion spell lasts for a number of minutes equal to the ones place die.
Yeah, and
the ones place is 345.
What is it? Let me see. The duration. Hang on.
I'm gonna text back. Who, you know, who gives a fuck? He's probably the demon's gonna kill some more skinheads.
Because you can adjust the duration.
No surprises.
All right, I'll look for that. I didn't see the duration. I'll check the duration.
I guess that means there's gonna come more dead skinheads.
Here, I'll look. You finish.
Boy, okay. I'm so sad.
Yeah. Oh no. Boo hoo.
Unless they try and kill us.
The duration of a spell, if you use the longer duration, how long is basically a matter of GM fiat.
Gotcha. Says. Yeah, I know.
If she charged the spell enough, then it would just last.
Now she's just tired of being somewhat in love with this woman.
Why aren't you dealing with the facts that last longer than hours? It's all GM fiat. Yeah.
Yeah. But she spent a bunch of charges, and she also touched you, which lowered her level, lowered the cost of it.
Yep.
So, anyway, so you guys pull up at the motel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say you two get there first. Jennifer drops you off. She's very bubbly and chatty the entire time. So are you guys like together or?
Huh? No. I
who? You're talking to us?
Yes.
Who's Jennifer?
She's
the driver. Uber driver.
Oh. I mean, Damien's still lost in thought on his own. Right?
No.
No, he's taken.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're meeting actually him here, so.
Oh, well, the two of you, in that case, have fun, I guess.
She thinks it's a threesome.
No, it's not like that, dear. No orgy tonight, unfortunately.
I mean...
Those are Thursdays.
I'm not one to judge.
Those are for Thursdays. Oh, I can't flirt with her. It would make Effie mad.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It would make Effie mad.
Or maybe it would make her jealous. Uh-huh. And then she'd come to you?
No, it would make me feel bad about cheating on her.
That's true. That's true.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily be cheating on her if you're just hitting on her.
I'm under the effects of a magical compulsion spell.
Right.
It would not be good.
You don't even let yourself think about it because you know what the consequences would be.
Mm-hmm.
So she drops you off at the all night inn, and you go down to room 5 or whatever.
That's a good room.
Up the pot in the bathtub.
Yeah. A few minutes later, Cyrus shows up with his smart car.
I whisper in the demon's ear about how, Todd's ear, about how it, I'll keep it, because I don't give a fuck about skinheads, but like, hey, just let you know they're midnight now, once the game starts, there's going to be 2 other skinheads of Fridays that are going to, you know.
I think it's 3 others.
3 others.
It's 3 others.
You're going to have a couple, of, Fridays bring a couple of fucking skinhead friends for you to, I guess, have fun with.
Just remember, not in the hotel room.
But yeah, not in the hotel room, I guess.
Because it's under Todd's name. That would just get him in trouble still anyway. We might as well just let him kill him if that
not,
was the case.
I'm
surprised you didn't put in a different name.
Well, I had to give him the credit card, and the name is on the card.
Oh, that's true.
I guess I signed the name, like, if in the register I could have put a fake name.
Just letting you know, though. You're in the hotel.
Yeah, I put George Jetson on the register.
The body's in the tub, hiding.
You put the body down in the tub, and there's like.
Put some blankets in
the tub. There's like.
Alright, I'll put the blankets in the
tub. Put the blankets on top of him.
You can wrap him.
There's
a
Todd has like
Demon
turned
burrito.
Bluish.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, or at least like pale, very wan. And as soon as you put him down in the bathtub, the room just gets really cold, and there's like a layer of condensation on the tile.
Yeah,
that's normal.
It's possession shit.
Yeah.
Does Mr. Bananas get cold?
You don't know. Maybe he does something when he's giving you those nightmares.
Well, he definitely does. He stares into my eyes, and his eyes glow red. I think if anything, he'd probably get hot.
So yeah, maybe there's. I'll defer to you on that one. So that's the opposite effect.
I think he warms up.
He gets really warm when he's doing demonic stuff.
And so do I, or whoever he's doing it to.
Yeah.
Like I said, if Will passes out, I think I'm going to have Mr. Bananas give him a vision.
So I will leave the tray of pot brownies out. So Friday in the skin.
Oh, and the 12 pack of beer.
And the 12 pack of beer, so that Friday in the skinheads can indulge.
Make sure they were butt heavy, right?
What? Yeah.
All right. In that case, it's about.
And I'm in Mexico.
It's about 11 o'clock when the pickup pulls up in front of the motel.
Beasley actually went there. All right.
Actually, we're in Colorado.
Oh, wait, room,
of course.
Room 6, right?
5.
So, guys, it's room 5. My friend Damien and Cyrus and Jeff will be there.
Oh, no, I won't.
You're not?
Fuck that, no. I'm not summoning a demon. I'll wait outside of the parking lot.
All right, well, I think you're going to be there.
I don't know why you would think that. I never said I was going to be there.
You came here in an Uber.
To get the body in, but to wait outside.
Are you waiting in the smart car?
I would think that.
Yeah, I'm leaning against the smart car.
Okay.
Smoking a cigarette, probably.
All right. So you see a...
Or actually, no, I'd be knitting. I don't smoke.
You see a pickup truck pull up, and Jack, surrounded by 4, like, white nationalist-looking dudes.
The Nazis are here.
I'll hop out of the back and go, oh, hey, Damien, these are my new friends. They wouldn't tell me their names.
Hello.
They ignore you.
They're here to make sure I don't jip Friday out of this, what was it, 75 more bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you should make sure to pay the man.
I'm going to. Just gotta, you know, play the game.
Oh, have fun.
They're
not coming?
Oh, no.
All right.
They all walk by. One of them spits at your feet and calls you a homophobic slur.
I smile and nod. I don't want to waste any charges on them.
So they all walk into the hotel room.
Oh, wait a second.
Hold on.
No, I just want to know if I could pull this off.
Friday. This is Cyrus, and this is Jeff. And guys, this is Friday, and his friends who refuse to tell me their names.
Hi, Hitler and Errol.
So Friday, we've got everything almost prepared. I took the liberty of purchasing some beer, and our friends from the Cannaboys. I'm sure you've heard of the Cannaboys before. Big store, bakery, pot brownies here to indulge in if you'd like.
Oh yeah, I've driven by the place a couple of times.
All free samples, man. They're delicious. Look at this guy. He's been indulging. Look at how much fun he's having.
Yeah, you look like
it. Great time,
bro. Right, that's it. Well, if I wanted to blow my significant charge,
so,
I'm going to
set up a ritual if you guys want to just indulge. And, you know, after you've completed your knocking, I'll pay you your money for a night.
Make me connect to persuade them to that it's okay.
Yeah. Connect, yeah, 50, under 55.
All right, I'm going to just say... Nope. Well, Friday failed. So he's going to go over, and he snags a brownie.
Nice.
I'll say...
maybe the rest settle on beer?
Yeah, the rest of them go for beer, the bun heavy. You try to offer one of them the brownies, and he goes, "I don't pollute my body with that shit."
And then takes a huge swig of beer.
Yeah.
How's the brownie?
Each of those.
I would say maybe we should change it to Coors, considering the fact they're in the
Colorado
yeah. Rockies. So.
Tap the Rockies. All right, so they're
the
tapping
Coors,
the Rockies.
Yeah.
Like the brownie.
It's quite good.
You know, as much as you want, dude.
Well, we gotta play this midnight game soon,
right,
don't we?
Yeah,
oh, so you're saying,
what time is it?
I'm man enough to get two, I guess.
Go ahead and make me,
Wait.
It's a backfire.
Yeah.
Wait, for Friday?
Hold on a second.
But you're saying you're not man enough to have two?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have two.
So you wanna make me a knowledge.
Well, I had one in a cake. Because
that's what attacks self. You're attacking his self.
Alright.
And he's gonna defend with... Notice to see if he can see what you're doing. He has not seen very much shit, so he gets. No, he fails.
I got a 38 out of 45, so I just like succeeded.
All right. So he like goes. Think I can't handle this shit?
I don't know, man. I mean, you only want one, and your friends aren't having any of it.
Good American reefer.
Pansy-ass brownies. He grabs another one and just, like, gobbles the whole thing.
All right.
That's
good. Don't get him too fucked up. You know he's gonna knock at the right time.
I gotcha.
So, here's the deal. You're gonna write your name on this piece of paper, and then you prick your finger, or whatever you'd like to prick, I guess. You put a little drop of blood on the paper... you put the candle on top, you light it, and then at the appropriate time, you're going to have to knock 22?
22 times.
22 times, the last one being right at midnight, so we've got to time it right. And also, I'm going to surround you in a circle of salt.
No, we're not.
No, I'm not surrounding
you
in a circle of salt.
We're not.
You don't want him in a circle of salt.
Oh, right, we're going to surround ourselves in the circle of salt.
Yeah.
So, we'll be over here.
And a circle of salt.
A circle of salt.
Yeah, also, it has to be completely dark.
Right, and no lights.
Except the camera.
Right.
All right,
and then after the 22nd knock, everything goes all right. You get your money.
Yeah. It's like an urban legend shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the documentary's about.
Right. All right. Well, I guess when do we start?
22 knocks worth of time before midnight. How long is it going to take you to knock 22 times? You just got to...
I'll say you guys have timed it out, so you know exactly how...
So it's 22 seconds. If we do one knock every 2 seconds, that'd be 44 seconds. So we'll start 44 seconds before midnight. How's that sound?
Sounds good, but, I mean, I'd rather just take the $75 and split if it's all the same to you, and...
It's not all the same.
I mean, listen, you already agreed to this, man.
I mean, what time is it now? You're just going to be another 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Sit back, enjoy a beer.
Be cool. We've been cool.
Maybe. You've done this, you've come this far, what's the point?
Connect, or if you want a knowledge to attack his.
Let's see. Do I get a bonus because he's very?
Yes.
All right. Well,
he gets a penalty.
He gets a penalty. All right. I think I'll do connect.
Okay.
No. Can I swap it again?
Can you apply one of your?
That's still helping Todd.
That you can only do that once per game.
Okay. Yeah, those that could do nothing when they help enrages me. He could help Todd, and he's trying to do nothing.
All right, so...
So I'll swap at 47 under 55.
All right, so you beat him. He goes, all right, fine, we'll play your stupid game.
The easiest $75 you ever made, man. Come on.
His friends kind of, like, deflate, and one of them grabs another course. They just kind of hang out... Toward the side of the hotel room.
Can I have like a bag of salt?
There's more than enough salt.
Yeah, I bought all of the.
I bought 10 bags.
I'm sitting outside, leaning against the hood, knitting. Definitely not thinking about Effie.
I'm putting salt all along the windows, along the door, the bathroom door. And then
it's like an episode of Supernatural.
Yeah, and then a little spot for us to stand in.
Probably don't want to put it across the bathroom door
because then you can't come
out.
Right. Oh, okay.
See,
so
that,
not across the bathroom door. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is you'd want to make sure that Todd's demon is the only demon, so you might want to put it around the rest of the room, but.
Yeah, in front of the door.
Or, I mean,
yeah.
You could make it... It has to be a solid line of salt, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if he put it and didn't stop, didn't go all the way to the door, like, left a little gap, it wouldn't work.
Right.
And you could make it look like you salted the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just...
So, yeah, we'll do it every door except for the bathroom door. So, then we...
Yeah.
Well, unless there's an adjoining room, there'd only be one other door.
No, I think Ryan's saying do the whole room.
Yeah.
His demons can go for
Right, yeah, and I'll just I'll run it along the, like the bathtub. I'll go into the bathroom and just around.
Yeah.
Alright, sounds good.
Alright. So it gets to be midnight, or 22 knocks away from midnight.
Right.
You guys both prick your fingers. And
just him, right?
Are you doing it too?
Why would I know it?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
No.
Much like my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he wonders why are you not playing too, man?
Well,
we're playing this together.
I'm observing.
We're filming it.
No. We're just writing a paper on it.
Oh yeah.
We don't have a camera. So
you're anemic.
I'm just. Going to observe along with my friends and just see how it goes, and then we're going to write about it later.
All right.
I mean, we've all already played. Now we're just getting someone else to try it.
Right.
We want to see what your reaction is. Well, yeah, we'll ask you a couple questions when you're done. It won't take 30 seconds. You know, how did you enjoy the game? Blah blah blah. Blah. You know, you'll just tell us it's bullshit. Nothing happened. It's for teenagers. I assume that's what you're thinking. That's kind of what we came out with. Anyway, time to knock.
Right.
3, 2, 1.
So go ahead and roll your Mr. Banana skill.
Mr. Bananas?
Yeah, that's your magical thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, so to give him the charge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to use the charge to enact the ritual.
Okay.
Oh wait, I can roll. I have rolled my 2d10 for the for Todd. Right.
Huh? Oh yeah, because he ate the brownies.
Yeah.
It's 14.
So nice.
63. That's
so we're up 60. To 50. What'd you get? 14. 14
or 15? Because I'm an animal trainer. It's my obsession. Can I flip the ball?
You know what? I'll let you get away with it.
Nice. All right. 36.
Okay. So nice. You can add another 2d10 to the. I'm sorry. It's 2d10.
Plus 5, right?
Plus 5.
So it was actually
57. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So I can add that? So I can roll 2d10s?
No, don't worry about you.
That's a 6. And that's a 9.
Ooh.
So 20.
So we're 58%. At 77.
Oh, 77, really?
Meyer added some, too.
Oh.
Yeah, the brownies.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so here's the way this works.
What has to be done?
Nothing, well.
Right. You guys can roll your group goal. If you get it to 100... it just automatically happens.
Yeah.
If all of you agree, you can roll the 77, and if you succeed, then you get your goal. If you fail, you have your percentiles.
So we would knock down 77 to half?
Yes. Yeah. It would be 43?
Yeah, something like that.
No, 37.
33, really, would be 66. Yeah. It'd be... 36, which would be 72. So 37 would be 74. And 38 would be 76. So probably 38%.
We can math. It's very late on a Friday night.
Yeah.
8 and 8 is
16.
3 and 3
yeah, yeah.
And then 1 is 7.
Do you want to roll it?
77 is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, what would be our other option is to do the exorcism.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's anything else we can do to increase it before then.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's take
it.
So we're all rolling, or one of us is rolling?
One of you is rolling. One of you is making the roll.
We'll do it.
How's your dice rolling, Will?
What?
How's the dice been rolling?
They haven't been rolling great for me.
Well, my roll dice haven't been rolling too bad, so...
You gotta get under 70. 77 or under?
77.
I can do that.
Oh, he's confident.
Alright, get it done.
70, under 77.
Get it done, Will.
Or at 77.
77 or under, buddy.
71.
Nice.
Alright, so this works.
Alright.
Jack, you feel the charge get expended.
Yeah.
Oh. He picks up the candle and blows it out, mm-hmm. which is the thing that starts the game, really. And then it gets real cold in the room. And you hear from the bathroom, "Hello? Guys, where am I?"
No, he's gagged.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
He's also unconscious.
Well,
the
demon leaving him woke him up.
That's fair.
You hear the, you know, some racket from the bathroom.
Yeah.
You suspect it's Todd, like, waking up, tied up in a bathtub in a dark room.
Yeah. That's understandable. I just freaked out.
Yeah, the room gets really cold.
This has never happened before.
Friday goes, what the fuck is going on?
Maybe the heat's out here or something.
And then he screams.
Uh-huh.
And he falls to the floor, like, convulsing.
Jeez.
Are you guys in the circle of salt?
Yeah,
we're gonna start girl salt. Yeah,
I don't believe the skinheads were, but
no. But you made sure that no other entities can get in by salting the entire room.
Right.
And technically, they're not playing because they didn't do the thing.
Right. Yeah,
so
right.
Nothing else is, in, and you're not even playing, so you're not in any danger at all.
Right.
So Friday, You see him in the dark. He falls to the floor, like, convulsing. One of the skinheads, like, turns on the light. The other two have guns.
Look, man, I don't know
what the fuck did you do to him?
I didn't do anything. You saw. He lit a candle. He knocked on the floor. I don't know what he was doing before we found him. What was he taking? Maybe something reacted with the pot brownies or the beer.
Hey, don't blame the brownies, man. I've been eating the brownies.
Well, I'm just saying, if he was doing something before, maybe there was a bad interaction.
What the fuck is going on here?
Nothing. We played a stupid kids game. Look, here's the $74.
$75.
yeah, I pulled another dollar out of it.
He grabs the money from you. One of his buddies is like going to you know, try to calm Friday down. He's foaming at the mouth, man. I think he's having a bad reaction to something. One of the other guys, he's got a Desert Eagle.
It is
an enormous gun, and he points it right at you. So that's I'm going to say a rank 5 helplessness.
Do I hear this hubbub?
I'm good at 5.
From outside.
All right, you keep your cool. You hear some shouting and some commotion.
How many skinheads? What?
I'm okay. 3.
Oh yeah, I was concluding Friday with 4. Look, Ben, why don't you just take your friend to the hospital? We're not going to stop you. We didn't do this. There's no reason for there to be this. Just gather him up and take him. And the sooner the better, you know? What if something really bad is going on?
Make me connect.
No, 96. Not a 55. Right. Bad. I can't even flop that if I wanted to figure out why my fear would... Yeah, so... No.
He like gets right up in your face and says, "The fuck did you give him?"
Okay, I hear the hubbub. So while they're doing that, Damien sighs, reaches into his bag and pulls out his green beret.
Uh-huh.
And since we don't have to exercise this guy anymore, I'm going to.
Oh, by the way, make me another rank 10 helplessness check.
Yeah, she's not getting her demon.
I'll grab one of the brownies and eat one.
No, that's a failure.
How many fails does that make?
I'm at 3 on helplessness.
All right. It's going to break her heart.
Yeah, but right now I'm more worried about my friend not getting broken. So I put on my green beret, and I go to the door, and I hope you didn't lock it.
No.
So I open the door, and I cast...
You come in to see... The skinhead holding a Desert Eagle to me as I eat a brownie. But it's fine. I wouldn't eat it if it was going to fuck me up.
Okay, so I'm going to cast a very fancy hat, which is one of my spells. It's going to cost me my significant charge. To cast this, you need to be wearing a hat that symbolizes authority, which is my army green beret hat.
Mm-hmm.
Cast the spell, bark out a command in a single breath, and watch as people obey you. Well, most of the time they choose to obey, since the alternative is taking a violent stress check equal in level to the number on the ones dot place of the die that you roll. So, I will make my bestomancy check.
It's not a common object. Wait, maybe I could make it a common object.
That's a 12 out of 60.
Alright.
So I look at the 3 of them, and I say, "Gentlemen, take your friend and leave."
They are all fine with the,
Look, that is fine, look at me.
Well, I guess, so they don't have to, yeah.
Well, you said a rank 2?
Well, they, if they choose not to obey, they have to make a rank 2 violence check.
Yeah, they're okay with that.
Yeah, well, alright, there goes my charge.
Thanks, skin it to fucking very, very violent.
Well, if I rolled higher, if I rolled better than a 12, it would have worked.
Yeah, and reversing it won't exactly help.
No, I'm making a 21, which isn't better.
We just need Friday to stop going at the mouth and to get control and tell this guy to stop.
Yeah, except he's not going to, because he's a demon that we've been kept in chains on the couch for the last 24 hours.
Speaking of Friday, he stops.
All right, he's fine.
And he stretches.
I'm going to say that I'm staying in the salt, by the way.
Looks around at everybody and looks at you and smiles. And looks at his friend holding a Desert Eagle to Jack. Mm. And says, "Yeah, that was fun. Mm. Now kill these guys." So the way combat works in this system, there's no initiative. So does anyone have a thing that lets them, that's a skill that provides them with initiative?
No. Can I though find a common object?
What are you looking for?
Well, considering the fact that he did fall on the ground, convulse a little bit, maybe the gun he was holding fell out.
Okay.
In this room, the common object would be a gun.
Yeah, that's. I would accept that. So roll your avatar spell.
Being shot at.
Yeah, no, I figured.
I tried, but they resisted my spell.
Fuck. I came in reverse it. That was very high.
What did you get?
96.
Ah.
And it's 150%.
Ah. Well, no. What's your total skill?
60.
60. So imagine. It would still be a fail.
Yeah.
We all
yeah.
die, and Todd's tucking us up.
Tied up. You know what? Since you are high and you're the avatar of the fool, I'll give you plus 10 percentiles on that. So if you reverse it, you'll make it.
Okay.
69 out of 70.
Cool.
So how do you comically discover Friday's gun that he dropped?
He trips over it.
Yeah, I go to run and I trip over the gun.
Oh God! He trips over her gun. He trips over the gun and sets it off. It shoots one of the others.
Oh, could that happen?
What is your you can deflect damage as your second.
Yeah. I can bounce damage or right.
Okay, so if anyone shoots at you, you can bounce it to someone else.
Yeah.
I should have got. Oh God! I tripped over a gun.
On a crit success, I would have let the gun go off this turn. But now you know that it's at your feet.
Oh, so I pick it up, but I'm going to aim it at the.
And he trips. He kicks it forward, lands on it hand first, and rolls over on his back with the gun pointing up.
So you're more of like a Jackie Chan fool.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you get away with it since you did so well. So you're poised and ready to shoot next time, next turn.
Cool.
How about the rest of y'all?
I'm getting shot at.
He's got the gun like pressed right up to you. It looks like he's in more of an intimidate kind of mode, though, so he's looking to somebody else. Like, shooting somebody with a Desert Eagle in the middle of a motel is not a smart move.
Yeah.
One of my identities is a drug dealer, and says, of course I can handle a weapon. Maybe, do I have a gun on me?
Sure. So, light pistol has short range, so you can hit anybody you can see. And the damage cap is 40.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll have a gun out. I'll pull that gun out.
Alright, so I'm going to say to Mr. Desert Eagle, look, man, you're in a hotel. This is going to make a lot of noise. The cops are going to show up. You're not going to get away with this. What did I do? I gave you $75 to play a stupid kid's game. And your friend, something is wrong with him. You need to get him to the hospital now. You don't have time for this bullshit.
All right, give me connect.
All right.
I don't think he's going to resist this one, because...
Yeah, 19 under 55.
All right. So the guy goes, yeah, I don't know, Friday. This is kind of fucked up. Maybe we should just go.
Just bring him to the hospital, man. He's in trouble. I feel bad for him.
The other guy with the pistol noticed that you like tumbled over and tripped and came up with a gun. So he's going to shoot at you.
I'm going to dodge damage.
All right. Let's see. This is going to be struggle.
Well, I can dodge out of the way, too, right?
Oh, man. Todd now is going to hear gunshots. He's
more than Todd.
You know, this is his fault.
Yeah. I'm just saying, in Todd's eye, he's now...
Can I shoot Todd after this is all done?
He's tied up in a dark, yeah, in a black room, now hearing gunshots.
I imagine the last thing he remembers is being possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
So there's like a decorative vase by your head, Jeff, and it just like shatters. And you are all like deafened by a gunshot in a small room.
Yeah.
Damien.
Debating how I want to do this. I don't know how much damage my attack spell would do. The minor blast spell, is that lethal or is that just hurting generally?
I forget how much it does.
This is two minor charges.
It usually does something related to the dice. I think it's equal to a firearm with no damage cap.
This doesn't say. The damage from Dead Man's Shoes resembles acid burns on the part of the body the clothing covers. It rarely leaves serious scars, but the blistering and pus weeping can be disfiguring.
All right. So I'm going to say that... I forget how much a minor blast does. I'll let you choose. Do you want to go for damage or do you want to go for, like, incapacitating pain?
So here's the other thing. It says it costs two minor charges. But then the way this works, as long as the person's wearing the garment, I can keep pumping damage into it.
Okay, so it is damage. It's ongoing.
Right. Would that be two charges each round, or could I do, like, one charge after that initial, like, getting it on them?
No, I think it would be two.
It would be two. Okay.
Allow me to introduce myself.
So just the one guy shot?
Yeah.
So one guy was looking at, had his gun at Chris, one guy shot at Will. What's the third guy doing?
The third guy was going to check on Friday, and is like helping him to his feet.
Okay. Instead of that, since I'm still wearing the green beret, I'm going to use the dress for the job you want, which is what I used in the first game.
Okay.
So I have to be wearing a single item of clothing associated with a particular job. When you cast a spell, you can substitute your Vestimancer identity for some other relevant identity or ability for one role. So I'm going to use the Green Beret to disarm the other guy again with like a martial arts kind of thing. So do I have to roll to cast it and then roll again to do it?
Yes.
I'll
let you get away with that in the same round because you're just putting on a hat.
Well, I'm already wearing the hat.
Channeling the magic in the hat?
No, I failed to cast it. That's an 89. And I can't even flip it. So
you don't spend the charges.
I do not.
It just fizzles.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything else? Because that was really like, not a full action.
Yeah.
He's just talking into not shooting again. That might work.
That would be...
Looks like his two other friends are already on board with it.
I'm trying to see. Talking him out of it would be...
Connect, I think. That's what I've been using anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot. Look, this has obviously been some kind of misunderstanding. Why don't we all just go our separate ways before the police arrive for the gunshots?
You're going to have plus 10 percentiles.
Okay. No, but I will... Can I flip that? I got a 75, but I will flip that using my fear of being dismissed.
Okay.
So that's a 57 out of connect. 57 out of 60.
Great. None of them.
You said with plus 10, right?
Yes,
yeah,
with
so
plus
57 out of 60.
Okay, the guy with the Desert Eagle actually drops it. He's not pointing at you anymore. Like, he doesn't drop it, but just like...
Yeah, he doesn't have it in my face anymore.
Yeah. All right. Come on, let's just get the fuck out of here. This isn't worth it. You feel like one more good shove in that direction would send them out of here with Friday.
Yeah, guys, really, he needs to be at a hospital. Something is wrong with him that was wrong with him before he came here. You need to get him there and fix him. I don't want to see anything bad happen to the guy.
All right.
He's helping me out.
Hold that thought, because Damien... Cyrus hasn't gone yet.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to do anything right now, because my gun's not out.
Okay.
It's definitely...
In reach.
If that fucker tries to shoot at my boyfriend again, I'll shoot him first.
Okay. So you're just getting...
I'm ready for... If that guy...
He's lying in wait.
If that guy goes to shoot at him again, I'm shooting him. If I see, like, because I'm not sure if it's still pointed at him, but
yeah.
If I see that he's gonna try something again, I'm going for him. I don't want to escalate the situation.
Right.
I'm gonna keep my eye on that guy who shot my boyfriend, and
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep it on also Friday because he's a demon.
So the other two, the Desert Eagle guy lowered his weapon. The other guy was helping Friday to his feet, and the guy who shot at Jeffrey is still pointing the gun at Jeffrey. But they're kind of a standoff. They drew down on each other. Friday says, "What are you waiting for? Kill these motherfuckers."
Oh yeah, that's right. That demon's pretty mad at us.
It nudges everything one space on the gridiron back, so you're two spaces away now from completely diffusing this. The Desert Eagle guy is now pointing his weapon at Jeffrey. Because he's the only one with a visible weapon out. Or you said yours is out, or you just have to
It's I'm holding it. It's behind
okay.
my back.
So no one sees it. They're all paying attention to you because...
Can I slowly make my way towards someone with like a Desert Eagle?
Yeah.
Right.
Only one guy has the Deagle, right?
Yeah.
I want to sneak up to somebody.
The other one's just got a pistol.
I want to sneak up to somebody. If they're not keeping my eyes on me.
Okay.
And I'm going to put... And if I can, I want to go behind him and put my gun to the back of someone's head.
Okay. I would go with secrecy for that.
Alright. Let's secrecy. Oh, God. Not good. Not good.
Or unless you...
Oh, no, I got it. 30 out of 30.
Nice. Alright, so you're going after Deagle guy?
Yeah.
Alright.
Deagle.
Because the other one is just a ray of gun, right?
I mean,
yeah, it's just a pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the Desert Eagle guy.
Alright. You just like
yeah.
point your gun
and, like,
right to his head.
Gun down.
He does it.
Look, why don't we just all put the guns down? There's no need for this.
Go ahead and connect again.
No.
Can I connect?
I did not.
Yeah, you can. They're ignoring you. They're all eyes on Jeffrey.
That makes sense.
Fucking A. Nope.
Nothing?
No. I was gonna try and be like, I'm like, the cops, you fired a gun, the cops are gonna be on their way any minute.
Can you use any of your passions to flip it? Would that help?
No, I'm 16 because it would be 67 and it would
gotcha.
Be sitting. What?
I'm telling Jack to take the guy's gun. But
you tell him. Oh, alright. Yeah, I guess I'll take it.
Alright, you have a Desert Eagle. Its damage cap is 90.
Alright, not pointing at guy with one.
Yeah.
I think it's time to leave now, gentlemen.
Yeah, guys, just go. We don't want any of this. You don't want any of this. No one wants to get arrested.
You hear Friday's voice go really cold. And he says, shoot him.
To who?
And he gets it. To the guy with the pistol pointed at Jeffrey. And you're getting shot at.
Okay.
I'm fucking the
damage onto one of the other guys.
It could be one of us, though, couldn't it?
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you choose or just deflect?
Well, this is bounce damage, but maybe I can shoot if I get good at
the rating. I've got the book right here. Let's see.
Well, that was a fail.
Okay.
So you feel the wind of it as it strikes the carpet next to you.
Still probably good.
And there's a ricochet. Todd is screaming from the bathroom through his bag. What do the rest of you do?
Well, the rest of them have.
The fool does not decide who takes the damage for her. The GM does.
Yeah.
I'm going to whip out my dead man's scarf and try to wrap it around Friday's neck.
Okay.
I have to make a struggle check first.
Okay.
So I'm gonna, because my struggle fucking sucks, I'm gonna go double. So the way it works is because I have to get it on him. It says I have to make a struggle check to get it on him. I could use the spell next turn.
Yes.
They're persuading people.
Yeah, I think we're past the point of persuasion because basically, what Friday the demon has been like supernaturally compelling.
Yeah, he's failing though.
But Friday the demon didn't matter.
See, here's the thing: they didn't want this to turn into a firefight because things got really weird. And then the demon doesn't care; he wants Friday to die anyway.
Yeah,
he wants revenge on you guys. So fuck you.
So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use that hat thing again so I could use my Vestamancy instead of, in place of struggle.
Okay.
So that I cast, I got a 5.
Nice.
So that's one minor charge. And then I roll my Vestamancy. That's a 32. I whip out the scarf and like wrap it around Friday's neck.
Alright.
Not to like choke him.
Right.
But it just has to be on him.
Okay.
Then I'm going
to... Friday turns to face you and gives you a smile.
Okay. Well, next turn I can melt his neck.
I'm going to... Guy, use him as a human shield. Point the gun at the other gun at the other guy. The other guy with the gun. And I'll tell him... And I'll switch between, like, you know, pointing at him and pointing at his friend's head, the gun at his friend's head, like, drop it! And walk out, and no one's getting hurt.
Alright, that would be. Let's see. They don't really have an intimidate skill.
No.
Status?
Yeah, go with status.
Alright.
And you get plus 10 percentiles because you got the gun and his friend.
I'm not sure it's good. I got 100.
That's a crit fail.
That is a
crit
fail.
Is it? Damn it.
All right. Nobody pays attention to you at all. Oh. Except the guy who, you know...
he's peeing his pants.
Yeah, he's...
Guys, come on! Yeah.
Your voice cracks. They don't give a crap.
Oh.
Hey, let him go! What a time to start going through puberty.
The other guy who was helping Friday to his feet is running out to the truck.
Oh, shit.
Friday is just making eye contact with you. How about you guys? Jack and Jeff.
I just, what happened?
Damien, has his, dead man's shoe scarf around Friday's neck.
Okay.
And is now able to pump damage into him.
Oh, for one turn.
Friday is basically, the demon wants Friday to die anyway.
Right.
And is pissed at you for drugging it and keeping it tied up all day.
Oh, we could just kill Friday if the demon goes away.
Yeah, but yeah, then we'll kill Friday in a hotel room with Todd's, yeah, under Todd's name.
But then we're murderers and...
Right, then I mean, this whole thing has kind of been...
All right, so what did
you... I wanted to perform an exorcism.
Yeah.
Someone thought it was a good idea to play the midnight game.
Well, it worked.
It's true. Todd is not possessed anymore.
No, he's not.
All right. What did she say? She's called Nightwalker.
Yes.
So I'm going to look at Friday and Nightwalker. What are you mad at? We gave you exactly what you wanted.
Make me connect.
So they're not paying attention. That's good.
Yeah. No, they're not. No.
To the guy.
25 under 55.
Diego guy's like, oh, guys, maybe you should listen to this guy. No, maybe he's gonna fuck. So 25 under 55.
Yes.
Your friends don't like you, man.
Just
apparently not.
Just get out of here.
If I let you go, you guys gonna rock it out of here?
Yeah. All right, he ducks out of the room and bolts. Friday looks at you.
Just bolt.
And smiles.
Because Todd's in the bathtub. Yeah,
that's, yeah. Well, they're not paying attention to me. Can I sneak?
Yeah, that's fine. You can walk right past.
All right. Why don't you stop the guy who's
and bolt out?
How? And
be five of us in your smart car?
I can take my bike.
Well, we can always say we're defending ourselves.
I'm going
robbers.
Okay. You open the door. Todd is like struggling out of. He is hit.
He's tied up.
Yeah.
Still have a gun pointed at me. And...
That's if you make it to the one the police show up. If anyone even calls them.
Yeah, they might not. It's a pretty shitty area.
Yeah, but I mean, appreciate the owner. All right,
so you
heard the gunshots.
The
owner's
here. I think it's just the guy
up,
that we're watching.
Tries to stand up.
You're okay. Okay, just be quiet.
Okay, you're like cutting his bonds.
Yeah,
okay.
He is.
So that's your action. So. Friday, the demon smiles at you and says,
"It's also the truck we can steal.
You could steal the truck.
They just ran out of the truck.
Only one
of them did."
No, one of them ran out before, and then you released the other guy, so that's two.
The other guy,
two, then there's one left in here with us. With
there's
Friday.
One pointing a gun at Will and Friday.
That other guy, the first guy ran out to the truck. You don't know what he's doing. The second guy just ran.
A shotgun or something.
That is exactly what he's getting, honestly.
The guy
the first guy.
Okay.
The second guy is gone. You scared him the hell out of this fight. He's going to go home and rethink his views about white nationalism.
That's good.
I want to go home and rethink my life.
All right. We helped one person.
You know what? That's good.
Well, two. We helped Todd, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely helped Todd.
Well, not yet.
He's not possessed anymore, like
that,
you said.
That remains to be seen. So Friday looks at you and says, you know, I tried to be reasonable with you.
You did not.
All I wanted was a little assurance that you weren't gonna...
You threw a knife into my arm. Look at this. Look. That's never going away.
Chick six cars.
You seriously could have killed me. An inch up and to the right? Or the left? Why would we let you be untied to throw more knives at us?
So I'm going to say that's... God, I don't even know how this works out now.
It can just be from the same role before if you really want.
No, that's fine. That interaction takes place. Do you want to start pumping damage into Friday?
Does it look like he's leaving? Or is he just still standing there staring at us?
He's talking to Jack now.
I'm going to hold off. If it looks like he's going to start taking the scarf off,
mm-hmm.
then I'll... pump damage into him.
Okay. So right now, the other guy, the first guy who ran out of the room, bursts back into the room with the shotgun. And is going to go for 1 to 5.
In that case, can I Can I use my hat skill again to try to disarm him?
Yeah.
All right. Because that'll leave me with enough charges.
Let's see how he's going.
That's... Ooh, okay. That's,
six.
That's a 57 out of 60 to cast it.
Nice.
And then...
Let me get a couple of those cannons. Alex, thank you.
Yep.
So Damien, he is going for you.
Shit. Well, that's a 63, but I'm going to use my Vestamancy Obsession and flip that to a 36. And what did he get? Is that like a 16?
Hang on. I didn't roll for him yet. So he's a struggle, 45. He got a 21. So I
beat him, 36.
Alright, so you managed to take the gun out of his hand.
So with my impressive military training,
right.
He like bursts in with a shotgun, and I just do one of those movie things where I like grab the barrel and like slap him in the face with it and spin it around and point it right at him.
Now he's shitting his pants.
Yeah, he falls down and like goes back on his hands and knees.
Leave. I say to him.
He goes. So there is one more guy pointing a gun at you.
Yeah.
He is now kind of like wide-eyed. He's not paying attention to you anymore.
Because now he has a shotgun.
Yeah, because now he has a shotgun. And also, you just disarmed his buddy.
I said leave.
So, what are you doing, Jeff?
I'm going to try and talk to him again and go, like, do you want to try both of us?
Chris has a deagle, too.
Yeah.
You want to try all three of us now?
So you can roll that at a plus
30%. Actually, Meyer has it out, too.
Well, Meyer went to the bathroom to get Todd.
52 out of, it's 30, so 52 out of 80.
The guy goes, "Man, fuck this," and just runs out. He is like grabbing Friday.
Take Friday. Let him take Friday.
The demon doesn't seem to be resisting.
I'm gonna grab my scarf off of him as he goes.
I'm going to say, you're welcome.
Have fun.
So, the two of them get in the truck, and you hear the truck start up, and then it reverses, and then it peels off, and you hear, like, kind of a thud and a crunch noise. You suspect that Friday is...
Ran over.
Yeah. Running down his skinhead friends.
That's fine.
Oh, no.
Everything they life, though.
Not very long.
One of them they thought their life. The others were kind of...
Time for us to go, too.
All right, let's get Todd out of the bathtub and
about this time, Todd comes out of the bathroom with...
Oh, yes.
with Cyrus. What the fuck's going on?
You might have to pay for the damage to this hotel room. Let's go.
What?
I'm gonna get my tray of brownies because my prints are on them.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm keeping this Desert Eagle now.
Okay. I'm keeping the gun now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got yourself
I can't
a shotgun.
Leave it.
You guys have a smart car.
Yeah.
I'll take my bike off the bike rack and get in that.
It's only for two people.
I'm just gonna put the shotgun in the back seat. Or in the trunk.
Okay.
We'll put all the guns in the trunk.
Yeah, you guys can have mine.
Is there any... What else is in the area here?
Not much. It's kind of a lonely stretch of highway.
I'm going to call 911.
In the mountains.
Before I leave.
I don't know. If they're not coming already, we're probably better off not doing that.
Well...
Otherwise, you'll have to stick around and give a statement.
No, I don't.
No, you used to call anonymous tip going, I just watched a guy.
You call your cell phone, they can track the cell
phone. No, that's right. So you want to
call the payphone.
And where is there one of those? Well, honestly, we're in the middle of bumbuck nowhere. Maybe there's still a payphone.
Maybe a luck roll. Roll a percentile, call it low or high.
But once again, I'm going to suggest against it.
I mean, no one actually got hurt, except for the skinheads who got run over.
Yeah, I don't care about the skinheads.
I mean, it might be... Oh, I guess we could call that.
No one important got hurt.
Maybe we could clean up the hotel room and just be like, yeah, they were shooting out in the parking lot the whole time. Well, up to you guys. I got on my bike and rode away.
You did rent the room with Todd's credit card.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
So he's got a...
Well, there's nothing wrong with the hotel room.
Except...
No.
Except the...
The bullet holes.
Yeah.
And the salt.
And the salt.
Well,
they can vacuum that.
Yeah.
The salt isn't, like, illegal.
No.
No one's going to call the cops because there's salt on the floor.
There were gunshots, and there's a broken vase that he'll have to pay for. And I'm sure they'll charge him.
Honestly, I'm just surprised that hotel room had a vase.
I was too, but... So it did.
What if we just took the credit? Will the jury charge it?
Yeah, of course. they don't give you the room first and then make you pay for it.
He paid $100 for the night.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think we just leave.
Okay.
Wipe down everything we touch.
You know what? It's Todd's fault. Yeah. Whatever happens here, Todd has to deal with it now.
Oh,
because Todd's the asshole with the midnight game. Yes. We saved his life. Now whatever happened to him in the saving of his life is now his fault.
Wait, when everyone comes out, we'll close the door. I'm gonna kick the door in so it looks like they broke in.
Okay.
So then when Cod leaves, then he has an alibi of saying he wasn't in the apartment.
Wasn't in the...
Well, if you're gonna do that, you should probably call the cops and be like, look, these guys broke in. And
well, yeah.
You guys just stay there then.
Yeah.
All right.
You look around. Nobody else is showing their face outside the motel. Nobody's watching at the windows.
Yeah, so I'm going to close the door. I'm going to kick the door in.
Okay.
And then I want to call the cops.
All right. So we'll go into epilogue mode then. What do you tell the cops when they get there?
I don't know who he was, but he did run his friends over in the parking lot afterwards.
I'll say that Todd and I...
I'll stick around for the cops, because I'm good at talking to them.
Okay.
You were having a party, obviously, because you got all that...
Yeah,
we're having a bachelor party.
We went out to go to Starbucks. We have the cops approve it. And then we're coming back. We witnessed the four skinheads.
These guys in the pickup started following us.
We just saw them running out of the apartment for some reason.
Apartment has hotel.
With guns. And one of them ran over this dude. Their friend, apparently.
All right.
So we saw two skinheads running out.
Yeah, how many skinheads did he get with his car?
Two.
And we saw them running over these two.
Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry, Gracie. Didn't mean to scare you.
Bless you, buddy.
Gracie cares an awful lot if Alex sneezes, but not at all if anyone else does.
All right. I think your story is pretty convincing, considering it lines up with the two, you know, vehicular manslaughter that just happened nearby. As you guys said, they do make Todd pay for the vase, the vase.
And vacuuming up the salt.
They slap on a surcharge for that.
Oh, that salt surcharge is where they get you. Every time.
So they squeeze him, you know, for maybe a buck and a half for that.
Sorry, Todd.
I'm not sorry.
Really? It was only a buck to rent the hotel room. It costs more to vacuum up the salt?
Well, you know.
It's a salt surcharge, right?
Yeah,
it's a
surcharge.
All right. They make up some thing about, you know, destruction of hotel property and...
There were bullet holes, too.
You suspect that vase that was shot was under, like, $10 at Home Goods or Marshalls or something.
You can't even get it at the dollar store. Like that puzzle you got me.
It's a good puzzle.
It was.
So Todd's got a couple extra charges on his credit card this month, but he's alive and he's not wanted for murder. Friday is taken down in a hail of gunfire, in a standoff, a dramatic standoff with the police that makes the news.
We all make Todd watch that. This was your fault.
That could have been you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Did any of the cops get shot?
No.
Okay, because I would have made sure to tell Todd that that was his fault as well.
Okay. The rest of you go back to your lives.
Todd also owes me like 5 charges.
Todd had to get his charge.
Not that he knows what that means.
Yeah, Todd had to get his charge from a barista at Starbucks.
I tell him that, knowing he doesn't know what it means.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I know you don't. Well, asshole.
Wait, how did he get the charge if he doesn't know what it means? You have to have some idea.
He does know what it means.
I spent a significant charge on him.
He just doesn't have like a coherent school of magic, so he doesn't have
generating. No, I can get them back. It's just annoying.
By the way, just as a little flavor, as we're driving out of the car, the parking lot, I hook up my phone to my radio and I play Simply for the Devil.
Nice. So everybody goes back to their lives, except for Damien, who is now magically infatuated with Euphemia Watson.
He's gonna ride it out. He's gonna detox himself.
All right. So she has like no interest in being with you physically or romantically.
Good, because if I touched her again, she would just mojo me again.
She just wanted a slave, basically. Like, she wants to compel you to do her bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe you have a few times where you give her what she wants. A
couple sandwiches.
And maybe, you know, you resist a couple of times. But eventually the spell does wear off.
After it wears off, I start sewing something very special for her.
Okay.
Big fuck you sweater.
A big fuck you sweater that will murder her in her sleep.
So pajamas.
Although I forgot one of the fantastic things about the Vestamancer. One of the things that you could do with a major charge.
Mm-hmm.
The example is create a new color that everyone else remembers as always existing, which happens to share your name. Quote: "Oh, that red, white, and gray sweater is really cute." That's Damien's goal.
That's amazing.
What color would your color be?
Damien.
I know, but what shade? Would it be completely new?
Yeah, it's Damien.
Everybody would just always
would it be like a shade of red
Damien?
Or a shade of
no,
green?
It's a new color.
New
it's
color.
Damien.
Damien.
It's just always been there.
What does it look like?
It's Damien. Like a mantis shrimp color.
Man. Ooh. Eric's favorite shrimp color.
Extra wavelengths. Anyway, so that was the midnight game.
I liked it.
Yeah?
It was fun.
Funny.
I have been wanting to play Unknown Armies for a while.
What would have happened if we tried to exercise them?
I mean, that would have taken things in a different direction.
You probably wouldn't have gotten held up by guns.
True.
Yeah, it would have been a climactic battle with the demon instead of with skinheads.
Yeah. Skinheads
so,
is a little more Unknown Armies-y, though.
Yeah. The real thing that I had up my sleeve for this game was the barista Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Is a member of a magical cult, basically called Max Attack. Their thing is they work at fast food restaurants and, you know, in the food service industry, and they randomly pass out charges to people just to, you know, spread weirdness in the world.
All right.
What would happen to, like, a random regular person that got a charge? Like, would it do a magical thing at some point?
Yeah, if they didn't use it, eventually it would just manifest in some, you know, freak occurrence, either a very good thing or a very bad thing.
Yeah.
Or a very medium thing.
I guess.
I don't know how you could be very medium.
It could be, you know, neutral and just sort of really weird.
Tell my wife I said hello.
And the skinheads were originally going to be members of a rival cult that were going to sneak up and try to kill her and her manager. because they knew that somebody was doing some magical shit.
Orphaness.
At Starbucks. But only two of you were going to Starbucks, and I'm like, well, I can't make two of them sit out, so I'll just turn them into skinheads, and they'll end up with a showdown in the hotel.
Yeah, that worked.
We're unhello.
We're unhello now. Well, I definitely enjoyed it. I'm down for more unknown armies if you wanted to play in the future.
Like I said, I wanted to do a full campaign and like do like location generation. One of the things I had in mind was that everybody knows of one like magically significant somehow or odd location in town.
That'd be
because
cool.
I wanted to steal something from a book that I read that I thought was pretty cool. but I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool game.
I'm glad we
like Mr. Bananas.
Mr. Bananas.
I would play the same character again.
Yeah.
I would
really like to use Mr. Bananas on someone.
Knock like, them out. And,
yeah, or just find them asleep and you know.
Why don't you wait until we stop recording?
Yeah, I realized that after I picked it up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Any other thoughts, comments, or suggestions before we sign up?
Well.
Will.
I'm too tired.